High School Football is on the air on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. This is the Locker Room Show, presented by Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and by Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Remember, when it hurts, come to Burt's. Now, let's talk with the coach on the Locker Room Show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio, the season opener, the home opener for the Saints to see Bluehawks as they host the Minden Whippets. Carl Tesmer with us, head football coach of the Saints of Cecilia Bluehawks. Coach, thanks for joining us. Another season. Here we go again. The big question is, your guys ready to go tonight?
Oh, I think so, Blaine. We, you know, we've been beating on each other for about 3 weeks now, and this last week has been, it's anticipation and kind of let's get this over with so we can start playing somebody else and playing against someone else instead of practicing against each other. So, yeah, I think we're ready at least to play a game.
And that's good to know that competitive spirit's there with your guys. They're ready. All kids need to be. If they're not, don't want to be competitive, they wouldn't be out here. So from that aspect, here we go again.
Well, that's true, and you know, these guys here, we have no problem getting our kids ready to go, and mentally they're always going to be there. Physically, we're in great shape too. We've had a great summer, we've done a lot of the right things, but you know, as far as execution, of course, we'd like to be a little bit further along, a little bit more polished than we are right now.
And I know going into the season, a lot maybe is expected out of this ball club this year. You lost a lot of key guys, but you got a lot of great athletes back. And I know there's a very good confidence level here at St. Cecilia for this season, isn't there?
Well, there really is. And, you know, we're trying to put it together on the offensive line. We're a little bit short of depth there, but we've got great skill people. And, you know, barring a nagging injury or any kind of an ankle turn or something more serious, you know, we're going to put together a heck of a drive, and we're going to be an outstanding football team eventually. But, you know, our non-district schedule is probably going to put us to the test about as much as it has in all the years I've been here.
Do you have any major concerns going into this first game, Coach? You talk about the good things, but major concerns here.
Well, again, depth is a key factor. You know, Seeley handled all our kicking chores last year, and down below him, you've got Kissinger, and he's an outstanding kicker, but he's only a sophomore. He doesn't have a lot of varsity experience, and so the biggest key there would be depth and the people that are backing up people in starting roles right now. And, you know, as I looked at our lineup, I think we're pretty much about eight or nine people playing both ways. And so, you know, there's not a lot of break for some of those people, and they won't get a break till halfway through the second quarter probably. And so, again, that depth, whether it's an injury or whether it's fatigue in a game, is still a concern. And we've been spending a lot of time trying to develop that. And so when you play a lot of kids, you don't quite polish as much as you want it with your first bunch.
Yeah, you always depend, and all teams do at the high school level, on the seniors. You're going to have plenty of those with good leadership there. But you got to have the youngsters got to step in there and learn this game more and contribute a lot too, don't they?
Well, they really do, and our juniors and sophomores have done a real nice job. We even got a freshman in there that's pushing things pretty hard. But that's, you know, that kind of goes with the territory every year. But back to our seniors, you know, we have 12 seniors that have really, really put in a good summer. They've worked hard. They've lifted. They've conditioned. And they're the group that we're kind of relying on. And then there are a group of juniors that, for the most part, came in and bought into what we were trying to do with our weight program and agilities in the summer. And those guys are sitting in pretty good roles, too. And they're coming. Each practice, everybody keeps showing up a little bit more and more. And everybody just keeps coming to the front. We keep finding more and more people that we think are going to play a lot of football here, even at our varsity level, among our juniors and sophomores.
Okay, Coach, the season opener against the Minden Whippets tonight. We'll talk about the Blue Hawks and the Whippets after this timeout in tonight's pregame show.
For more than 80 years, there's been a Burt's Drug Store in Hastings, giving you the best prescription service and helping you feel better. Burt's continues to serve you today, treating its customers like family. Hometown service, a short wait time, and free prescription delivery 6 days a week. Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Store in downtown Hastings and at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. And with school and fall sports underway, everyone at Burt's Drug Stores reminds you to drive carefully at the school and athletic events. Burt's Drug Stores, Hastings.
Welcome back to tonight's pregame show. Before St. Cecilia begins its 2009 football season, hosting the Minden Whippets here on ESPN 1550 KICS, and Carl Tesmer with us, head football coach of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. The season opener, the home opener, Coach.
It's a tough one. The Minden Whippets, this is a very tough opponent to begin the season.
Well, extremely. And, you know, for the last two or three years, they've played some awfully good games with some people early and didn't win. You know, close games with Holdridge and Gothenburg and even us last year was, 21-7 was anything but a blowout. And so, Minden will be ready. It's a tough game to open up with. Sam just does an outstanding job with those kids, and they'll be all fired up, and they'll come in here, and then we got to go to Fairbury after this and Columbus Scotus after that. And so, we've got a really, really difficult stretch right away. But Minden, they'll come in with an offense that, if they can get it going on the ground, you have to almost force them to do some things they don't want to do right away and get out of their game plan. And hopefully if we can get on the scoreboard early, it'll help us. But, if you can get up, even last year we got up and they still came back. So, it's going to be a tough game.
Get through maybe the first series or so for each team, get rid of some of maybe the first game nerves. And you mentioned early part of this game might be a key here. Whoever jumps out in front here maybe can take control of this football game. So the early part's going to be important.
Well, we certainly have. Certainly, you're right. We've got some outstanding skill people. We've got people that can take the ball the distance around the field. Dalton Seeley can certainly do that, and Conan can do that, and Gettert's got great speed out there, and Schwenke can run the option and throw the ball well, and Joe Ryan is over there at tight end. He's an outstanding receiver, and so we have excellent skill people, and we've got enough size up front that we can at least, I think, open up a hole or two. So if we can get these people into the secondary somehow, I think we've got a great opportunity to score. They're the kind of people that break tackles and run away from people with speed and size, and so that will be a key for us, trying to get the ball into the, past the line of scrimmage. If we can do that with our option game and some traps and throwing the ball downfield, then we've got a chance to score and score big. But if we can't, then it becomes a slugfest all night, to see who's going to last out and who has the ball in somebody's territory and put together a short drive.
Well, Coach, you've been doing this a while now, and as we watch and do these games and you coach, well, it really just comes down to that play along the line of scrimmage, doesn't it, as far as both sides of the ball are concerned. If you can control that line of scrimmage, you're going to have a good night.
Well, that certainly is the case for us, because we've got outstanding people, as I said, and we've got people that can do something with the football if they get the opportunity. It still comes down, as you said, Blaine, to blocking and tackling. The game hasn't changed much on that side of it, and so if we can tackle well on one side and block well on the other, even our receivers down on the perimeter have to block well on our option game and sweep game. So, if we can block well and get people loose, then we can enjoy the game. If we don't sustain, we don't hold on our blocks, then we're in for a long night.
And I know that going in, these guys are expecting to have a good season. They want to have a good season. So all starts tonight, and just want to go out there, play well tonight, and let's get the season off to a good start. Right, Coach?
Oh, for sure. And we're glad we're at home. We don't have to travel and go through all of that. There's enough to worry about without getting everything ready and packed on a bus. But, so we're thankful for that. We're thankful for the weather we've gotten and the fact that we've been able to get through 3 weeks now and for the most part put something on the field that's respectable and then just enjoy that great game of football the way it unfolds tonight.
Coach, good luck tonight and all season. We'll talk as we move along, and good luck tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, Blaine.
That's Carl Tesmer, head football coach of the Saints of Sea Bluehawks. Stay tuned. Saints of Sea and Minden football is coming right up.
The Locker Room Show has been presented by Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and by Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Stay tuned. The play-by-play is up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
High school football play-by-play is brought to you by the ESPN 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, let's go to the field for tonight's game.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Duncan Field in Hastings. High school football coming your way tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS radio as a couple of Class C1 teams. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks, the Minden Whippets begin their 2009 football seasons tonight here at Duncan Field. These two football teams and athletic departments are well known to each other. They play each other in a lot of competition. They play each other in football just about every year. And this year they'll start the season as they did last year. St. Cecilia and Minden opened up in Minden last year with the Bluehawks winning 21-7. But St. Cecilia jumped out to a quick 21-0 lead in that game, but did not score any more points and held the Whippets out of the end zone except for one touchdown, an extra point, and St. Cecilia won it 21-7. St. Cecilia went on to finish 10-0 in the regular season. 8-0 in the regular season, then went to 10-0 in the playoffs before losing in the Class C1 quarterfinals to Pierce. 7-0. Minden lost its first three games last year, all not non-district games. Then the Whippets came back and won all five of their district games to finish the regular season 5-3. They qualified for the C1 playoffs and lost in the first round to Crofton. And the Whippets ended the season 5-4, but they sure had a great district season last year, winning all five of their district games. They are in the same district again this year, as is St. Cecilia. These teams not in the same district as far as competition, but both Class C1 teams, and both coming off playoff seasons last year. But that was last year. This is 2009. St. Cecilia and Minden in the season opener here tonight. The Bluehawks returning with five offensive starters and three on defense, 12 seniors on this ball club, and they will rely heavily, of course, on those seniors, led by Dalton Seeley on both sides of the ball. For the Bluehawks and Paul Getter. That's just a couple of the seniors, and I'm sure we'll hear all of their names this evening. The Minden Whippets come into this game with nine players that had starting experience last year. They got six defensive starters back and five offensively, of course, kids. A lot of kids play both ways, offensively and defensively. Now, the Whippets come into this game wanting to run the football. They averaged 270 yards rushing last year per game. And their quarterback, Ryan Bergstrom, who will be the quarterback, Bergstrom is the senior. He threw for 343 yards last year. St. Cecilia in their 10-1 season last year really rolled up the points. They had an offensive team that averaged 41 points a game and gave up only 4 points per contest. So St. Cecilia had a great offensive and defensive season last year, and they'll try it all once again this year. The Minden Whippets, again, love to run the football. They'll throw up that double wing at you, and who knows exactly what Sam Dunn has up his sleeve for St. Cecilia here tonight, as the Whippets and the Bluehawks will kick off in just a few minutes. Before St. Cecilia, they will return, and they have some great skill players in the backfield. First of all, it's going to start with Bo Schwenka. Schwenka is a 180-pound senior, making his debut as a starting quarterback for St. Cecilia this year. Now, Bo threw the ball only 4 times last year. Of course, St. Cecilia alternated the seniors, Jordan Jakupke and Craig Farmer, last year, and Schwenka threw the ball only 4 times, completing 2 for 12 yards on the season. But Bo Schwenka is the quarterback for St. Cecilia this year. Skill players in that backfield, and they're all back from last year. Dalton Seeley, the 200-pound senior. Now, Seeley rushed for 169 yards. He was the wingback, slot back last year, and now moves to I-back, taking over there for Justin Small. Zach Dykus was the fullback last year. Ben Conan will now be moving in there to the fullback position for St. Cecilia, and Ben saw playing time in that backfield with 73 yards. Andrew Young will be the slot back, and he rolled in 165 yards this season. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the first period play-by-play in 1 minute.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
And welcome back to Duncan Field, the singing of our national anthem before St. Cecilia and Minden. High school football in Class C1 this evening as the Blue Hawks and the Minden Whippets tonight here at Duncan Field. They're having the opening prayer before this football game. Of course, St. Cecilia, the host team for this game tonight.
For their perseverance and efforts, lead us all to the end of life journey. Help us fight the good fight until we receive rewards of your kingdom, where you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Let's play football.
Blue Hawks and the Whippets tonight for St. Cecilia. Again, they will start Bo Schwenke at quarterback, 180-pound senior. Ben Conan's the fullback, a 200-pound senior. Andrew Young, 180-pound senior, is the slot back. And Dalton Seeley, a 200-pound senior, is the eye back, the tailback. Along the offensive line, Joe Ryan, 180-pound senior at tight end. Nathan Susie, 240-pound junior at tackle. A.J. Toms, a 240-pound senior at guard. Jake Schwartz, a 235-pound senior at center. Joe Walmeyer, 180-pound sophomore at guard. And Zach Stirrup, a 245-pound junior at right tackle. Stirrup also is 6'9", so he really fills out that uniform. 6'9", 245, 6'9", or 10. Zach Stirrup at right tackle. Alternating at split end will be two seniors, Wade Dykeman, 155-pounder, and Paul Gettert, a 205-pounder for St. Cecilia. So senior dominated, and St. Cecilia hoping that offensive line is ready to roll. They can open up some holes and get those skilled people into the secondary. They feel pretty good about things. Ryan Bergstrom is the 180-pound senior, will start at quarterback for the Minden Whippets, and they got a slew of people we might see in that backfield. Clint Burney is a 140-pound senior. Carson Bloom, 155-pound sophomore. Jack Rafferty, 170-pound sophomore. Bryce Lewis, 160-pound junior. Tyson Middle Smart is a 150-pound senior. We also saw one of the linemen, Brandon Lewis, a 200-pound senior, was running a little bit out of the backfield too. Nick Hansen's the tight end, 175-pound senior. Brandon Lewis and Brian Berry are tackles at 202-15. Lance Johnson is a guard, is 195-pound senior. Bryce Dolan, 185-pound senior, is the center. Dan Sanford is senior. Pete Trausch, the guy St. Cecilia will be greatly concerned about. He's maybe a Division I prospect. He goes around 300 pounds. He's a senior, and he kicks off to start this game. Pete Trausch will do the kicking for Minden as St. Cecilia will get the football first here tonight in this football game. And Trausch, the big 300-pounder, kicks off from his own 40 as St. Cecilia goes from left to right, south to north at the 10-yard line. Running with the football is going to be Paul Gettert. Gettert to the 15, to the 20, and he's pulled down about the 24-yard line. And Paul Gettert returns the opening kickoff for St. Cecilia. And the Blue Hawks will start first down and 10 yards to go. They spot the football on the St. Cecilia 24-yard line. So here we go with the Blue Hawks and the Whippets. Schwenke at quarterback. Interesting enough, and here we go. Bo Schwenke is the quarterback for St. Cecilia. On defense for the Minden Whippets is his cousin, Andrew Schwenke. They prefer Schwenke in Minden, Schwenke in Hastings. They are related, however. Let the families work that out. Dalton Seeley for a yard. Pete Trausch on the tackle there for the Minden Whippets. Seeley takes the handoff from the eye back position. Picked up 1 yard on the play. And it'll be second down and 9 yards to go for the Blue Hawks on their own 25. So we got Schwenke at quarterback for St. Cecilia. Schwenke, a defensive back for Minden. They are cousins, but again, the families can work out. We'll pronounce it Schwenke and Schwenke. Try to keep everybody happy here this evening. St. Cecilia, second down, 9 yards to go on their own 25-yard line. Come out in the eye with Seeley in the tail of the eye, Conan the fullback. Wide receivers to each side of the field. Schwenka fakes, rolls to his right, wants to throw, does across the middle, wide open, catching the ball. On the play is Joe Ryan. Ryan to midfield into Minden territory at about the 47-yard line. Joe Ryan, the tight end, gets open and catches the ball from Schwenka, and Joe Ryan moves it from his own 25 to the Minden 47-yard line, a pickup there of 28 yards on the play, and it'll be first down at the Minden 47-yard line. So a 28-yard pickup to the tight end, Joe Ryan, for St. Cecilia from Schwenka. First and 10 at the Minden 47, a 28-yard pickup there, and a first down for the Blue Hawks, first and 10 at the Minden 47. They come out in the eye, wide receivers each side of the handoff to Conan, the fullback, breaks into the secondary to the 35, to the 30, still on his feet, pulled down about the 25-yard line. Ben Conan, the fullback, with that quick handoff that St. Cecilia uses to good effect most of the time. Another first down, and Conan with his first carry to the from the 47 to the Minden 25, a pickup of 22 yards there, and a first down, Conan for 22, and a first down for the Blue Hawks at the Minden 25. So two big plays in a row, covering 50 yards of Moose St. Cecilia to the Minden 25. Handoff goes to Conan, breaks a tackle to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, still on his feet, breaks another tackle at the 10, down to about the 6-yard line goes Conan. Another first down. First and goal for St. Cecilia. They move it down to about the, we'll call it the 7-yard line. First and goal at the 7, and Conan picks up 18 more yards. First and goal, St. Cecilia at the Minden 7-yard line. Fourth play of this drive, and St. Cecilia is about to cover 76 yards here in their first drive. First and goal at the 7. Schwenka, the quarterback. Hands off to Conan once again. Pulled down this time. Not much there. Troush on top, and a Minden player at the bottom of the pile there. Dan Sanford, 195-pound senior. A pickup on the play. Maybe a yard on the play. Second and goal at the 6-yard line. Conan got one there on that handoff to the fullback, the quick hit. Second and goal at the 6-yard line for St. Cecilia. They'll come out. The eye formation with Seeley and Conan. Conan the fullback, Seeley in the tail of the eye. Wing back is to the right. Schwenka turns, hands the ball off to Seeley, heads over right tackle to the 5. He'll go into the end zone for the touchdown. Dalton Seeley, 6 yards for a touchdown. And St. Cecilia doesn't take long. 2 minutes and 26 seconds and they score. It's 6-0, Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia right down the field to score, and Dalton Seeley will try the extra point. 9:34 to go in this first quarter. Seeley with the left foot. The ball is kicked in the air. It is certainly high enough and long enough, and it is good. Dalton Seeley with the extra point. So with 9:34 to go in the first quarter, St. Cecilia goes right down the field and scores, and the Blue Hawks lead it 7-0. We'll be back with the St. Cecilia kickoff in 30 seconds.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Welcome back to Duncan Field. So it didn't take long. St. Cecilia, 5 plays, 76 yards. Big 28-yard pass play to Joe Ryan and 41 yards on the ground by the fullback Ben Conan. Seeley goes the final 6 for the touchdown. 5 plays, 76 yards, took 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Dalton Seeley to kick off. He's going to do the field goals, the extra points, the kickoffs, the punting, so not much rest for Seeley. He will kick off here with the left foot. Goes down to about the 5 or 6-yard line. With the football, the Minden Whip is running that football out to the 20, to about the 22-yard line.
Dylan Smith
and Minden will take over first and 10 at their own. They will spot the football at their own 22-yard line. So first and 10 at the 22 for the Whippets, and they will start the senior 180-pounder, Ryan Bergstrom. at quarterback. Where's uniform number 10? Wide to the left is going to be Carson Bloom. They come out in an I formation. The tail of that I is Clint Burney, a senior. So I formation, the toss goes to Burney, comes to his left side. Pull down on the play. There's Joe Ryan. Ryan makes the tackle from his, comes up from his cornerback position out to the 23, a pickup of one on the play by Clint Burney. It'll be second down and nine for the Whippets at their own 23-yard line. The Whippets have Nick Hansen at the tight end, Brandon Lewis, Brian Berry play at tackle, Lance Johnson, Bryce Dolan, Dan Sanford, Pete Trausch. The big 300-pounder, there's the handoff. Running the football this time is Burney. And a good gain there out to near the 30-yard line. We'll call it the 29, a pickup of 6 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and 3 yards to go. So Burney picks up six there. Good movement along that front of that line, anchored by the 300-pounder Pete Trausch for the Minden Whippets. Third down and about three at the 29 of Minden for the Whippets, trailing 7-0 early in this first quarter of play. They come back and the Maryland eye handoff is going to be, looks like enough for the first down. Carrying the football this time is going to be Tyson Middleswart. And he got it from the 29 out to about the 34-yard line, a pickup of five on the play. So Middlesmart gets five in the first Minden first down of the night. So 12 yards in three plays, a first down for the Whippets out at their own 34-yard line. Saints of Sia, Jake Schwartz, Nathan Susie, A.J. Tom, Zach Stirrup up front, Paul Gettert, Ben Conan, Andrew Young, Wade Dykeman, the linebackers, Dalton Seely, Joe Ryan, the corners, and Drew Pacheba is the safety. Bergstrom wants to throw. He's a left-hander. Throws it across the middle. It's going to be a little bit high and incomplete. Intended on the play for Colby Emmel is incomplete. It'll be second down and 10 for the Whippets at their own 34. So that one just a little bit high from Bergstrom, intended for Colby Emmel. Emmel's a 240-pound senior. That one was a little too high for Colby. Couldn't bring it in. Second down and 10, Whippets at their own 34-yard line. We played 4 minutes of this game, and it's St. Cecilia with the lead 7-0. Now the double wing with one back right behind the quarterback. Bergstrom hands off, inside handoff this time to Jack Rafferty. Rafferty is pushed back after getting maybe a yard on the play. Ryan's there for St. Cecilia. Also out there on defense is Wade Dykeman on that play, a gain of a yard to the 35-yard line. So Jack Rafferty, his first carry, gets one for the Whippets. Third down and nine at their own 35-yard line. Again, the Whippets will probably try to show the Blue Hawks a lot. St. Cecilia on the defense here for the first time this season. A team that allowed only 4 points per game last year. Again, that was 2008. This is 2009. So the Bergstrom throws the football. It's caught by Emmel. Emmel gets past the 40. Knocked down there. It's going to be maybe a yard or two short of the first down, but Kobe Emmel with the reception there. And it's at the 42-yard line, a pickup of 7 on the play. And it's going to be fourth down and about 2 yards to go. So the first completion on the night by Bergstrom to Kobe Emmel. Fourth and about 2 for the Whippets at their own 42. And Ryan Bergstrom, the quarterback, is also the punter. And he's out there. And the Whippets, I don't believe, are going to chance this early in the ballgame. Fourth and 2, and they will punt. Seely goes back for St. Cecilia. One of the two deep men. Bergstrom with the left foot. Kicks it to the right side. It's going to bounce. Seely's going to grab it at about the 15-yard line to the 20, to the 25-yard line, and that's where Dalton Seely goes down. He was back there with Cody Jackson to receive that punt. And St. Cecilia will take over for the second time. About a 10-yard return there by Seely out to about the 25-yard line for the Blue Hawks. So St. Cecilia, the first time they had the ball, went 76 yards in 5 plays and scored. They have it first and 10 at their own 25-yard line in their second possession of the first quarter, leading the Minden Whippets 7-0. High school football, the season opener for these Class C1 teams here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Adams Central at Crete tonight. Schuyler hosting Hastings High. We'll have updates on those games, we hope, as we move along the evening here at Duncan Field. Schwenka on the option, comes this way. Missed by one tackle, but goes down at the line of scrimmage. No gain there. Pete Trausch on the tackle for the Blue Hawks. So no gain for Schwenka, his first carry of the season on the option. And it'll be second down and 10 yards to go at the 25-yard line of St. Cecilia. Blue Hawks now will face a 2nd and 10. At their own 25-yard line. They're in the I formation. And off goes to Conan, the fullback. Gets till the secondary once again. Out to the 45-yard line. And Ben Conan on that quick hitter up the middle with the fullback. He takes that quick handoff from Schwenka. Picks up 20, and we got a St. Cecilia athlete getting up a little slowly, and that's A.J. Toms. He comes off to the near sideline, coming off with a pretty good little run there. So Toms looks like he hurt the ankle a little bit of the leg, but he seems to be okay, but he will come off for this play. Conan got it out to the 45, picked up 20 there. Ben Conan has 61 yards on the ground already in this first quarter, 1st and 10. For the Blue Hawks on their own 45-yard line. Schwenka over center. Conan and Seeley in the eye. Schwenka wants to throw Dubs to the far sideline. It's going to be caught by Gettert. Missed by one tackler to the 50. 45-yard line is Gettert. Knocked out of bounds near the 40-yard line. Going to be another first down for the Blue Hawks. Schwenka to Gettert. And a first down. Ball moving from the St. Cecilia 45-yard line to the Minden 40. A 15-yard pickup there. For St. Cecilia. So a 15-yard pickup, the catch and run by Gettert. Schwenka 2 out of 2 throwing now. 1st and 10 at the Minden 40-yard line for St. Cecilia. 4 first downs are ready for the Hawks. St. Cecilia comes out in a wing back right is Seeley. A little different look by the Blue Hawks. Handoff goes to Conan. Another pretty good hole. Just tripped up by Trausch. At the line of scrimmage, but Conan had enough head of steam and moved it forward from the 40 to the 34. Picked up 6 there at the Minden 34-yard line. So 6 more for Conan. He has 67 yards on the ground, and it's 2nd and 4 at the Minden 34-yard line for St. Cecilia. Dan Sanford in, Brian Berry out at defensive tackle for the Whippets. St. Cecilia getting good push off that offensive line. And they have another drive going here. They come out in the eye this time. 4:40 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Blue Hawks. In motion this way is Gettert for St. Cecilia. Schwenka rolls to his right, wants to throw the football. Now he's going to be buried in the backfield. Fumbles the football. Picked off by Trausch at the 45-40. Pete Trausch to the 30. He's knocked down at the 20-yard line. That fumble picked off in the air by Pete Trausch of Minden, and Trausch rumbled his way from his own 45 to the 20-yard line of St. Cecilia. A 35-yard return of that fumble by Pete Trausch, and the Whippets are in business at the St. Cecilia 20. That football knocked away from the quarterback, Bo Schwenka. And Pete Trausch caught it in the air, and he went about 35 yards on that fumble as he grabbed it out of the air. 1st and 10, Whippets on the St. Cecilia 20-yard line. So our first turnover of the football game on St. Cecilia has the Whippets in business at the St. Cecilia 20, and out they come in a double wing. Bergstrom over center. Ryan Bergstrom, the quarterback. In motion is Bernie. The handoff goes to Bernie. He takes the ball on the run off the wing back position. Bernie moves it 2 or 3 yards. We'll call it a gain of 2 on the play to the 18. Clint Burney's a senior, 140-pounder, though, gets 2 there. 2nd and 8, Minden at the St. Cecilia 18. And St. Cecilia's quarterback, Schwenka, after the ball knocked away from him, he was in on the tackle of Pete Trausch. As Trausch returned that fumble, 35 yards. The toss goes to Rafferty. Jack Rafferty near the 15, still on his feet, and they finally blow the whistle as he finally hits the turf. Moves it inside the 15 to about the 13 or 12 maybe. It's going to be 3rd and short. 18 to the 13, a pickup of 5 there by Jack Rafferty. So Rafferty picks up 5. And it's 3rd and about 3 at the St. Cecilia 13-yard line. 3:22 to go in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 7, Minden nothing but the Whippets on the drive. 3rd and 3 at the 13, double wing. Bergstrom. Toss goes to Bernie, follows his quarterback, gets it inside the 15 to about the 10 and maybe inside the 10 to about the 5. 1st and goal coming up for the Whippets. 1st and goal for the Whippets Bernie moved it from the 13 down to the 5-yard line. A pickup of 8 there, a first and goal at the 5. So Bernie gets 8 yards there, and it's first and goal for the Whippets at the 5-yard line. Again, this after a St. Cecilia turnover. First and goal for the Whippets. St. Cecilia will have to dig in on defense with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Come out again in the double wing, double tied, and everybody packed in. Handoff goes to the fullback, straight up the middle is Rafferty. He's close to the end zone. No signal yet. He got 4.5 yards. It's going to be second and goal at about the 1. They finally say touchdown. It is a touchdown. Jack Rafferty on the 5-yard touchdown run. Rafferty in the end zone, and it's 7-6. So they come out, and Pete Trouse, who's the kicker, extra points and kicking off for the Whippets, will try to tie this game with 2:43 to go. Now the hold of Bergstrom, it's down, it's kicked, and it's going to be wide to the left or through the uprights and good. It is good by Pete Trouse, and we are tied with 2:43 to go in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 7, Minden 7, back with the Minden kickoff in 30 seconds.
Sometimes putting two great things together gives you something even better. Cookies and milk, for example. How about electric power and natural gas? That's right. That's a Carrier hybrid heat system, a system that heats your home using natural gas or electricity, automatically choosing which one to go with depending on the situation. For a hybrid heat system, turn to the experts at Beeman's Appliance in Hastings, 462-2311. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Just a quick score update for you. Blue Hill is leading Cambridge 7-0, and Adams Central is leading Crete 7-0. That game is in the first quarter. Back out to you, Blaine.
Welcome back to Duncan Field. We are now tied at 7-7, and stand corrected. Bryce Lewis, the 5-yard touchdown run. Bryce, another one of the members of that backfield. Lewis is a 160-pound junior. He goes the final 5 yards for that touchdown for the Whippets. Pete Trouse adds the extra point, and it's 7-7 here in the first quarter. So the Whippets take advantage of that picked off in the air fumble by Pete Trouse. They got it down to the 20-yard line, started from there, and traveled the final 20 in 3 plays and scored the tying touchdown and added the extra point. So we are knotted at 7, and Trouse is going to come out and kick off for the Minden Whippets. So our first turnover of the year nets points for the Minden Whippets. We are tied at 7 here in period number 1, 2:43 to go. Each team has had the football twice now, and each team has scored once. Seeley goes back to receive this kickoff, along with Cody Jackson, a junior. Also back is Paul Gettert, so the Bluehawks send 3 back to take this kick from Pete Trouse. Trouse for the Whippets, kicks it to his left. It's going to go to Jackson at about the 6-yard line, 15, 20, 25, 30. Jackson with the football near the 30, past the 30. To about the 32-yard line, and that's where St. Cecilia will start. First down, 10 yards to go at the St. Cecilia 32-yard line. So the Whippets kind of kick it away that time from Gettert and Seeley, but Jackson returns it about 25 yards out to the 32-yard line. That's where the Bluehawks start their third possession of this first quarter. First and 10 at the 32-yard line. The Bluehawks come out with the wing back left, and that's Andrew Young. Conan and Seeley in the eye. Handoff again goes to Conan. Conan is stopped this time after maybe. No gain on the play, in fact. It's going to be second and 10. So Conan stopped that time. That play has gone really well tonight so far for the Bluehawks, but not that time. Second down and 10 yards to go. So no gain on the play. Bluehawks second and 10. At their own 32-yard line with 2:10 to go in our first quarter. St. Cecilia 7 and Minden 7. This was expected to be a good ball game, and it is so far. 7-7 tie. Schwenke turns, hands off to Seeley. Seeley comes to his right, chased by the defenders, maybe past the 35, knocked out of bounds is Seeley at about the 36, they say. So he was pushed out of bounds at the 36. The pile rolled forward to about the 40, but Seeley ruled out of bounds at the 37-yard line, third and five. Seeley getting five there. Third and five at the 37-yard line for St. Cecilia. A big third down play here for the Blue Hawks in this first quarter. They come out in a double wing with Seeley and Young on the wings, Conan at fullback. Handoff goes to Conan. He'll get a first down to the 40, past the 45. And Conan again on a quick hitter by the fullback. Moves it from his own 37-yard line to the 47-yard line of St. Cecilia. A pickup of 10 on the play. So Conan with 77 rushing yards in this first quarter. And it's a first and 10 for the Blue Hawks at their own 47-yard line. That's five first downs for St. Cecilia. 77 yards on the ground for Ben Conan, the 200-pound senior. For St. Cecilia, they love to have that good running fullback. Conan taking over for Zach Dykus and the tailback in the eye. This is the St. Cecilia offense. Again, it's Conan past midfield to about the 45 of Minden. That one was off left guard, and Conan takes it over his left guard. A.J. Toms moves it to the 45 of Minden, a pickup of 8 on the play. And it'll be a second down and a couple 2 for the Blue Hawks at the 45-yard line of the Minden Whippets. 1:06 to go in period number one. We are tied at 7. High school football tonight here at Duncan Field in Hastings on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Out come the Blue Hawks. Now in there at fullback is Devin Elliott, 180-pound junior. St. Cecilia not quite together here on the play they want to run. Took a little time getting to the line of scrimmage. The Blue Hawks take a timeout. We will take a timeout with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's St. Cecilia 7, Minden 7. We're back in 30 seconds.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, bouquets, single blooms, green plants, and many other gift ideas for your home or business. For weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, and other special occasions, call 462-2179 or stop at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, it's St. Cecilia 7 and Minden 7. A timeout by the Blue Hawks now as they wanted to get things together on this second and two play at the Minden 45. They will come out, and they have Devin Ellie in there at fullback, spelling Ben Conan here. Seeley in the eye, Gettert wide to the right. Wingback Young is basically tied in on this play for St. Cecilia. Schwenke on the keeper will get the first down to the 40. 35 tripped up there. Falls across the 35. A first down for the Blue Hawks. Schwenke ruled down at the 33-yard line. A pickup of 12 on the play by Schwenke. Moves it down to the 33 of Minden. So a 12-yard pickup and a first down for the Blue Hawks. Bo Schwenke, the quarterback, to the 33-yard line, first and 10. The sixth first down for St. Cecilia. Final 30 seconds of this first quarter. Out they come with Elliott fullback. Seeley in the eye. Wide receiver to the left is Wade Dykeman. The toss goes to Seeley. Heads for the left side. 35-yard line. 30-yard line. Pulled down there. Nice play on the play by Dan Sanford. Had just enough of Seeley to knock him down at the 30. A pickup of 3. For Dalton Seeley, second down and 7 yards to go for the Blue Hawks at the Minden 30. And that will be the end of the first quarter of play. We've played one here at Duncan Field tonight in this C1 season opener for St. Cecilia and Minden. After one, St. Cecilia 7, Minden 7, back with the second quarter right after this.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
St. Cecilia 7 and Minden 7 after the first quarter here at Duncan Field tonight. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. St. Cecilia takes the football to start the game. Five plays, 76 yards. and score a touchdown on a 6-yard run by Dalton Sealy. But some big runs in that first five plays by Ben Conan and a pass play from Bo Schwenke to Joe Ryan. Saint Cecilia, five plays, 76 yards, led 7-0. Saint Cecilia's second possession, they fumbled the football, and Pete Trausch of Minden picked it off in the air and went 35 yards with a fumble recovery down to the Saint Cecilia 20. And the Whippets go in from there on a Bryce Lewis 5-yard run. Trausch adds the extra point. So the turnover, the big play of that first quarter, we're tied at 7-1. We start the second with Saint Cecilia having it 2nd-and-7 at the Minden 30. Schwenke keeps the football onto the 25-20. Schwenke pulled down at about the 17. Nice play there as Schwenke took it out of the belly of the fullback. Ben Conan kept the football and picked up another first down for Saint Cecilia. That's their 7th of the night. It's down to the 17-yard line. A pickup of 13 there and a first down. So Bo Schwenke with the keeper there and runs for 13 and a first down. 1st and 10 at the Minden 17. Saint Cecilia had 112 yards rushing and 48 throwing in the first quarter. Schwenke, the handoff goes to the running back Conan this time. Conan to the 15, maybe the 14. Going to be 2nd and long for the Blue Hawks. The Minden Whippets with 30 yards rushing, 7 yards throwing, but St. Cecilia's miscue led to the touchdown. A pickup to the 13-yard line, a pickup of 4 on the play for Conan. It's going to be 2nd down and 6 yards to go for St. Cecilia at the Minden 13-yard line. Ben Conan had 85 yards rushing in the first quarter, now has 89 in the ballgame, 2nd and 6 at the 13 for the Blue Hawks. Schwenke over center. Wants to throw, fakes the reverse, tries to get away from some tackles, does into the end zone. It's going to be caught for the touchdown to Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan with the touchdown catch and the pass from Bo Schwenke. And St. Cecilia with the touchdown, a 13-yard pass play. And it is a touchdown for the Blue Hawks, and they lead 13-7. So St. Cecilia goes down the field, covering the end of the first quarter to the start of this second quarter. Schwenke to Ryan, 13-yard pass play. And St. Cecilia has regained the lead at 13-7. The kick is up by Sealy. It is good, but a flag on the play. Illegal procedure called on St. Cecilia. And the Blue Hawks will have to kick it again. The first penalty of the evening, 5-yard penalty on that extra point try. And they'll move it back 5 yards, and Sealy's going to have to try a 25-yard extra point attempt here. It's 13-7, St. Cecilia in the lead. So St. Cecilia, 10-play drive to score there. 10 plays for St. Cecilia, 68 yards, and they score on the pass play. So Sealy tries an extra point from 25 yards out. It's straight through and long, and it is good. So with 10:54 to go in period number two, it's St. Cecilia now 14 and Minden 7 back with a Blue Hawk kickoff in 30 seconds.
Buy two, get two free on Cooper Tires at CPI and Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Xeon 2 XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires absolutely free. Sizes P225-45ZR17-2XS, P235-45R17-2XS, and P235-40R17-2XS. Also includes free rotation, mounting, balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Buy two, get two free at CPI and Mr. Tire. CPI and Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Just a quick score update for you. Kearney Catholic is leading Sandy Creek 7-0. Ponca is beating Fremont Bergen 14-13. And Schuyler is leading Hastings 14-0. That game is going into the second quarter. Back out to you, Blaine.
Thank you, Tyler. So Schuyler up on the Tigers 14-0 after one in another city battle. Adams Central playing at Crete tonight. We'll update you on those scores and other scores from around the area and state as we move along here. Dalton Sealy kicks off. And at about the 10-yard line, running the football on the return here. The Minden Whippets, and running that football back is Jared Spear. And Spear returns it out to the Minden. They will spot that football at about the 26 or 7-yard line. We'll call it the 26, 1st and 10 for the Whippets at their own 26-yard line. So it's now 14-7 in favor of St. Cecilia. 10:47 to go in the second quarter of play on a lovely Friday night. No rain, cloudy evening, but the lights taking over here at Duncan Field. The handoff goes to Jack Rafferty from the wing. Rafferty out to the 30, 31-yard line. A good gain there for Rafferty, the sophomore. From the 26-yard line, they spot that football at the 31-yard line. It looks like, yes, the 31, a pickup of 5 on the play for Jack Rafferty. Jack has rushed for 11 yards, second and 5 Whippets at their own 31-yard line. Now they come in the double wing. Everybody tied in on this formation. The handoff goes, and coming this way is Clint Burney. Burney at the 35-yard line out to about the 37. Going to be close to a first down. That might be enough by about a yard. And the Whippets are going to get a first down. A pickup there from the 31-yard line to the 37. A pickup of 6 on the play and a first down by the senior Clint Burney. First and 10 Whippets at their own 37-yard line. They move the chains. They spot the football. The clock runs with 10 minutes to go in the first half. And out come the Whippets again. The two tight ends, the wing backs on each side in motion. Now is Carson Bloom, the sophomore. He takes the toss from Bergstrom. Carson Bloom follows that big offensive line out to about the 40-yard line. So the Whippets have moved the ball on occasion pretty well, getting some pretty good push up front, led by the senior, the 300, 290, somewhere in that range, Pete Trouch. Out to the 38, a pickup actually of only about a yard on the play. Thought that push was a little further, but they say only one, the first carry for Carson Bloom. Second and about 8.5 yards to go at the Minden 38-yard line. Officially a pickup of 1 on the play. Second and 9 at the Minden 38. Again, it's the double wing and a whistle. A flag flies. And the line judges on this near side looking along that line of scrimmage, and looks like this is going to be the first penalty on the Minden Whippets. That'll move them back 5 yards. A dead ball offside. They just simply lined up improperly. Second and 14, about the 33-yard line. They move it back to the 33 of Minden, a 5-yard penalty. The first of the night on the Whippets moves the football back to the Whippets 33-yard line. Second and 14 yards to go. 3 minutes gone, 9 to go in the second quarter, 14-7 St. Cecilia. Double wing, keeping the football this time is the quarterback Bergstrom. Faked the handoff that time. And the quarterback, handling the ball, Tyson Middleswart runs the football from the fullback position, did take the handoff, moves it out to the 36. He got 3, third and 11 yards to go. So Tyson Middleswart, the senior, runs for 3 that time. It's going to be third and long, third and 11 for the Whippets at the 36. Again, they do not like to throw the ball if they can help it. Emil comes wide to the right, and Nick Hansen, a senior, goes wide to the left. In motion this way is Carson Bloom, and Bergstrom wants to throw. Does across the middle, knocked down on the play by St. Cecilia. And knocked down on the play by, it looked like Colin Ellie knocked it down, the defender, knocked it down for St. Cecilia. It's going to be fourth down and 11 yards to go, so that incompletion for the Whippets. Bergstrom 1 out of 3 throwing the ball for 7 yards, but again, the Whippets want to try to keep it on the ground. They're behind now 14-7, and Bergstrom will drop back to punt for the Whippets. 8:16 to go in our first half. St. Cecilia 14, Minden 7. Bergstrom back to punt. Seeley and Jackson back for the Blue Hawks. End over end, almost deflected. Seeley at the 28 to the 30. 35-yard line to the 40, near sideline, 45 midfield. 45-30. Needs one more block, but he's knocked out of bounds on the play by the Whippets. Bryce Lewis. Seeley had one man to beat, but Lewis got him pinned near the sideline and knocked him down at the 35-yard line. So Seeley returned it 36 yards, but there's a flag at the Minden 47-yard line, and that punt return is going to be brought back. A good one by Seeley. It's going to nullify a lot of that run, the flag at the Minden 47, and they'll take it back there, an illegal block on that punt return by the Blue Hawks. And that moves it back 15 yards into St. Cecilia territory. And the Blue Hawks will start first down and 10 after marching off the 10-yard penalty at their own 43-yard line. The punt return got down to about the 30 of Minden, but it moves back on the penalty. A hold on the punt return by the Blue Hawks, a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, moves it back to the 43-yard line, first and 10, Blue Hawks. Schwenk on the option. The toss goes to Seely. He's at the 40, to the 45-yard line, and slips and falls on the turf. So Seely goes down under his own power that time. Short gain on the play. From the 43 to the 45, a pickup of two on the play for Seely, and it's going to be second down and 8 yards to go for the Blue Hawks at their own 45-yard line. Blue Hawks 14, Whippets 7. Good high school football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings tonight. First week of the season for most of the classes C and D schools. Classes A and B will have week number two tonight. They started last week in week zero. Handoff goes to the fullback, running the football to near the 44-45-yard line. It's Ben Conan. Ball comes out of there, but Conan was long down before that. Moves it from the 45 to the 50, a pickup of five, third and about 3 yards to go. At just about midfield, so Conan gets five there. Third and about three at near midfield for St. Cecilia. 6:49, clock running in this second quarter. Blue Hawks come out in the eye with a wing back right and a wide receiver getter to the right. Schwenke at quarterback. In motion this way is Andrew Young. The handoff goes to the tailback. Seely gets some running room to the 45-40. Still on his feet, 35-30. 25-yard line knocked down is Seely inside the 25. And it'll be first down for the Blue Hawks. He moved it from midfield and they'll spot it at the 23-yard line. A 27-yard pickup for Dalton Seely. Moves it down to the Minden 23, so a good run there by Seely and good push up front by the Saints of Sea offensive line. Moves it to the Minden 23-yard line. First and 10, the eighth first down for St. Cecilia. Down to the Minden 23, out come the Blue Hawks in the eye, wing back to the left. Schwenke hands off the fullback, Conan Trouse there to pull him to the turf. The grass here at Duncan Field, and Duncan Field looking absolutely great tonight. Pick up maybe of a yard of the play by Conan to the 22. Second and about nine for St. Cecilia at the 22-yard line. 5:48 to go before halftime. Blue Hawks leading 14-7 on the move once again. St. Cecilia will now set up in a double wing. One tight end. Handoff goes to Conan. He breaks into the secondary. Still on his feet. And then goes down at about the 5-yard line. First and goal for St. Cecilia. Moves it from the 22-yard line to the 5. A pickup of 17 on the play. And Conan already has 112 yards on the play on the season, which is tonight in this first half. 112 yards for Conan. But Joe Ryan, Nathan Susie, A.J. Toms, Jake Schwartz, Joe Wallmeyer, Zach Sturra blocking up front for the Blue Hawks. And they've done a great job freeing Conan to pick up some yards inside tonight. First and goal at the 5. Full backfield now. Hand off to the third man. It's Seely. Knocked down inside the 5, about the 2-yard line. It's going to be second and goal for St. Cecilia. They will spot it at about, well, it's about the 2.5-yard line. We'll call it a pickup of 3, second and goal at the 2 for Dalton Seely and the Blue Hawks. Second and goal about the 2-yard line. Out they come with the double wing. Fullback is Conan. Schwenke hands off. Conan will run the ball, getting close to the end zone. He's in the end zone for the touchdown. Ben Conan, the 2-yard run and the touchdown. And St. Cecilia leads 20-7 with the extra point pending here. So Ben Conan gets his first touchdown of the season, a 2-yard run. And St. Cecilia now leads 20-7. 4:31 to go in this first half. Third touchdown of the night, second this quarter. Dalton Seely with the left foot will try the extra point for St. Cecilia. Out of the hold of Schwenke. It is up, and it is going to be good again. So Seely 3 out of 3 on extra points. So with 4:31 to go in the first half, St. Cecilia 21, Minden 7 back with the Saints to see a kickoff in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
We have a score update for you. Blue Hill is leading Cambridge 7-6. That game is in the second quarter. And Ravenna is leading Elm Creek 7-0. That game is in the first quarter. Back out to you, Blaine.
Okay, that Blue Hill-Cambridge game's on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. That Ravenna-Elm Creek game is on another Platte River radio station. And that game is on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Hastings High's football team's losing in the second quarter. Adams Central's playing at Crete. That game on 1230 KHAS radio. And also on one of our sister stations, ESPN 1460 KXPN, we've got that Kearney Catholic Sandy Creek game. So Platte River Radio, we got it covered for you. We have football games all over the place. We got five going tonight. And we'll have the Huskers on the Breeze tomorrow and Hastings College right on our sister station, 1230 KHAS, tomorrow afternoon. So a lot of football still to come this weekend. St. Cecilia with the lead, 21-7. Another good drive, 57 yards, seven plays for St. Cecilia. Ben Conan, a two-yard run in Conan, with 114 yards rushing. 4:31 to go before half. St. Cecilia leading 21-7. Seeley kicks off. Does long and about down to about the 5-yard line. To the 10, 15, 20, but pulled down there. Getting down quickly for St. Cecilia is Wade Dykeman. And Wade Dykeman tackling the returner, Jared Spear. Dykeman there quickly down the field. First and 10 at the Minden 13-yard line. So St. Cecilia will go on the defense here now with a 21-7 lead. Minden's only score came after a St. Cecilia turnover, fumble recovery, and then the Whippets go 20 yards after that and score. So they have not been able to put together a sustained drive this evening. And they come out in their white and purple, the Whippets, road uniforms. Bergstrom takes the handoff, rolls to his left. Bergstrom throws the football for Emil and incomplete. Emil there along with Nick Hansen, incomplete. And it'll be second down and 10 yards to go at the Minden 13-yard line. So the Whippets throw it from deep in their territories. They figure that the rest of this half, they're going to have to put that ball up to try to get another score on the board. They're down by two scores, 21-7. Still 4:19 to go in this first half of play. Out come the Whippets. They're going from left to right, south to north here at Duncan Field in the second quarter. Ryan Bergstrom, the quarterback, turns, keeps the football, still has it, and out to about the 20-yard line is the running back, Clint Burney. Burney takes the ball from Bergstrom and runs it from his 13 to the 20, a pickup of 7 there. So Clint Burney runs for 7. He's got 27 yards on the ground, but the Whippets face a 3rd and 3 at their own 20-yard line. Out they come, Bergstrom at the quarterback. Double wing, everybody in tight on this double wing, in motion. The toss goes, running the football is Jack Rafferty. Rafferty's going to be short of the first down right there on the defense for St. Cecilia, who's getting up on the bottom of that pile. Number 68, that's A.J. Toms, the senior. From the 20 to the 22, a pickup of 2. It's going to be 4th and about a yard. But Rafferty was a couple of yards. He needed 3. He got 2. It's 4th and a yard at the 22-yard line. It looks like the Whippets are going to send out their punting team. The quarterback is the punter, Bergstrom, so he has to stay on the field. They do send in the punting team with 3:10 to go. St. Cecilia looks like they'll get the ball back. And the Bluehawks have 2 timeouts left and a 2-touchdown lead. And Bergstrom, the quarterback, will punt. Seeley and Jackson inside their own 45. Bergstrom, very nice punt this time. Goes to Jackson. He lets it go. It bounces at the 41. And touched there at about the 43 by Clint Burney of the Whippets. The ball down there at the 43-yard line. So St. Cecilia has good field position at their own 43-yard line. And they still have 2:49 to go, leading at 21-7. Now the Blue Hawks have thrown the football three times, completed three for 56 yards in this first half, and they may be trying to get some more points on the board here before halftime. Gettert goes wide to the right. They come out in the eye with a tight end to the left. The wingback is basically a tight end on this play, Young. Second man through as Seeley spins away from two tacklers and then is finally wrestled to the ground past the 45-yard line. So Seeley avoided a couple of tacklers and got about 3 yards on the play out to the St. Cecilia 46. That's 50 on the ground for Seeley. St. Cecilia has 189 yards on the ground this first half. Second and seven at the 46-yard line of the Blue Hawks with 2:20 clock running first half. This time it's Wade Dykeman wide to the right. Wingback right is Young. Schwenke on the option. The toss goes to Seeley. 45, 50, 45-yard line of Minden. Should be a first down, but a flag on the play, far sideline. Seeley got enough for a first down to the Minden 45-yard line. That play is going to be nullified. It's at the 45. St. Cecilia moves to our right to the north, and they know the penalty's on their one of their players and the St. Cecilia team, and a hold on the play. The ball is flag is at the 48 of Minden. That'll move it 10 yards back. And that'll be make it second and long. Moves it back to the 42-yard line of St. Cecilia on the 10-yard penalty. So it's going to be all told about a second down and about 12 yards to go at the St. Cecilia 42-yard line. Call it second and 11 at the St. Cecilia 42 after the penalty marked off on St. Cecilia. Schwenke now wants to throw. Does on the far sideline. Wide open is Gettert, but it's incomplete. Paul Gettert got behind the defense. No defender within 5 yards, but Schwenke's pass was a little strong and incomplete. And it's going to be third and 11 for St. Cecilia. Well, if that would have been caught, that would have been a touchdown, because there was no one close to Paul Gettert, but it was overthrown and incomplete. First incompletion for the Blue Hawks. Third down, 11 yards to go for St. Cecilia at their own 41-yard line. I think the Blue Hawks lost a yard on the play after the incompletion. Most closer to the 41. We'll call it the 42. Third and 11. 1:49 to go. Third and 11 now for St. Cecilia. Schwenke, the inside handoff to Andrew Young, his first carry. 45, 50. Lot of open field here for Young. 45, 40. 35, 30 yard line inside the 30. Andrew Young, his first carry. A first down for St. Cecilia. Moves it from his own 42 to the Minden 25. A 33-yard pickup for Young and a first down. First and 10 at the Minden 25-yard line, and Young got 33, and Andrew might be the fastest guy on the team. And he has first carry on that inside handoff from the wingback position. He got 33 and a first down to the Minden 25. Handoff goes to Conan. Conan, three whippets bring Ben down about the 22, 1:26 to go. St. Cecilia keeps it on the ground, and the Blue Hawks now will have to stop the clock with their second timeout. St. Cecilia timeout with 1:26 to go first half. Blue Hawks 21, Whippets 7. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Quick score update for you. Adams Central leads Creed 7-6. Elkhorn beating Fremont 23-6. Kearney Catholic leading Sandy Creek 14-0. And Hastings and Schuyler are at half. Schuyler beating Hastings 14-0. Back out to you, Blaine.
Thank you, Tyler. Tyler didn't know this was going to be this much fun doing this on Friday. This is fun, isn't it, Tyler? Oh, we appreciate those updates. That's really Adams Central with a one-point lead. Hastings High losing at halftime 14-0. St. Cecilia with the ball, 1:26 to go, second and seven at the Minden 22-yard line. Blue Hawks have one timeout left. Schwenke rolls to his right, wants to keep the ball, finally tosses it to Seeley. Seeley to the 20, a flag flies, 15, Inside the 10 is Dalton Seeley, but there is a flag on the play about the area that Schwenko was tackled, and it looks like it's going to be, well, what is going to be? We got a flag at the 22-yard line, and the Blue Hawks begin to retreat again to our right. Another holding call on St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia now with 35 yards in penalties. They'll mark 10 yards off from the spot of the foul, which was near that line of scrimmage at the 22. And moves it back to the 32-yard line. It's going to be second down and 17 for St. Cecilia at their own, at the Minden 32-yard line. Back to the 32, second and 17 with 1:17 to go in the first half of play. Second and 17 at the 32, I formation, the Blue Hawks with the football. Schwenka wants to throw. Trouch is there. Trouch is not going to get him. The second guy misses him also. Now finally the Whippets tackle Bo Schwenka. Two Whippets collide on the play. As they miss Schwenka. Schwenka almost lost about 10 yards there, but he got it inside the 40 back to the 38, a loss of six more. Third and 23 back at the 38-yard line, a loss of six. But that could have been much worse for St. Cecilia. Six-yard loss there back to the 38, third and 23, and St. Cecilia will take its final timeout of this first half. So we'll take one. They'll face a third and long when we come back. 34 seconds to go before halftime. St. Cecilia 21, Minden 7. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
And welcome back to Duncan Field in Hastings with 34 seconds to go in the first half. It's 21-7 in favor of St. Cecilia, but the Blue Hawks going in reverse after a penalty and a six-yard loss. Third and 23 at the Minden 38-yard line. St. Cecilia out of timeouts, and we'll see what the Blue Hawks want to do here on this third and 23. They may just kind of go for broke here. If they don't make it, they'll still go out the punt. Double reverse, and Gettard wants to throw the football. Gettard wants to throw near the near sideline. It's going to be knocked away, intended for Joe Ryan, incomplete. There to knock it away, Carson Bloom. Bloom got over there, the double reverse, and Gettard throws the football to the tight end, Joe Ryan, incomplete. And St. Cecilia will have it fourth and 23 at the Minden 38-yard line. So the Blue Hawks do try a little trickery late in the first half. Why not, I guess, you know. Didn't complete it. They're going to punt the football now anyway. It was third and long. And Seeley to punt. He's at his own 45. There's 26 seconds to go in the first half. 21-7 Blue Hawks. Seeley with the catch and the punt. Fair catch called and made by Carson Bloom of the Whippets near the 10-yard line, right at the 10-yard line. Well, we'll see if Sam Dunn wants to be a gambler here. He's on his own 10. Blue Hawks out of timeout, so the Whippets may just put this one on the turf and let this first half run out. They're down 21-7. Kind of in dangerous territory, that close to their end zone at the 10. Out they will come. Ryan Bergstrom leads them out there, the quarterback for the Minden Whippets. Man in motion. Bergstrom tosses that football to Carson Bloom. Bloom out the wingback position in motion, takes the toss, moves it out to about the 13, and that's probably going to be the last play of the first half. Nobody's going to stop this clock. A pickup of two on the play to the 12, and that is going to be the end of the first half. And the first half in the books now, and St. Cecilia leads it 21-7. The Blue Hawks with a couple of scores in the second quarter lead it here at halftime. St. Cecilia 21, Minden 7. We will talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Welcome back to Duncan Field in Hastings. Blaine Bulis with you. High school football here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. We're at halftime. St. Cecilia leading the Minden Whippets by the score of 21-7. This football game tied at 7 after the first quarter. St. Cecilia getting 2 second quarter touchdowns to go up 21-7 here at halftime. St. Cecilia takes the opening kickoff, and the Blue Hawks go right down the field. 5 plays, 76 yards. St. Cecilia at the 9:34 mark goes ahead 7-0. Dalton Seeley covering the final 6 yards on the run for St. Cecilia. But a couple of big runs in that drive by Ben Conan. An 18 and a 20-yard run and a nice pass play from Bo Schwenke to Joe Ryan, covered 28 yards in that drive. Seeley the final 6. Seeley adds the extra point. St. Cecilia with a 7-0 lead after their first possession. St. Cecilia had that lead, got the ball back in the first quarter. And the Minden Whippets got back in this ball game. St. Cecilia fumbled the football on their second possession, and Pete Trausch, the 300-pounder, the defensive lineman, catches the fumble in the air and goes 35 yards with the football down to the St. Cecilia 20-yard line. The Whippets then covered the 20 yards and scored on a 5-yard run by Bryce Lewis, and Trausch added the extra point, and we were tied 7-7 at the 2:43 mark in period number 2, and that's the way the first quarter ended, with a 7-7 tie after 1. St. Cecilia then had a couple of long drives in the second quarter to get back in front in this football game. First score of the second quarter by the Blue Hawks, 10 plays, 68 yards, and Bo Schwenke to Joe Ryan, a 13-yard pass play to end that drive and the touchdown. Dalton Seeley with the extra point early in the second. That drive started in the first quarter, ended in the second. At the 10:54 mark, St. Cecilia 14 and Minden 7. St. Cecilia gets the ball back later in the second quarter, goes 57 yards in 7 plays, and Ben Conan covers the final 2 yards, and Seeley adds the extra point, and the Blue Hawks led it 21-7 at the 4:31 mark of period number 2. Neither team scored the rest of the way. St. Cecilia leading here at halftime by the score of 21-7. So the Blue Hawks lead at 21-7, and St. Cecilia's superintendent, Father Schweiger, and Principal Mrs. Butler, Marie Butler, presented a trophy from U.S. Cellular. St. Cecilia and boys competition, all-around athletics for the past year. They get a trophy for that, and congratulations to the St. Cecilia boys and all of the sports that they participated in. They earned this trophy awarded by U.S. Cellular to different teams across the state, and St. Cecilia wins the Class C Boys Trophy. So that presentation was made here at Duncan Field, and the Saints will see a marching band out there to entertain here at halftime. We will take a break here at halftime with the score. Saints will see a 21 and Minden 7. We'll talk more about the first half in 90 seconds.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
You're invited to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000 square foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
For more than 80 years, there's been a Burke's Drug Store in Hastings, giving you the best prescription service and helping you feel better. Burke's continues to serve you today, treating its customers like family. Hometown service, a short wait time, and free prescription delivery 6 days a week. Your health is the number one concern at Burke's Drug Store in downtown Hastings and at Burke's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. And with school and fall sports underway, everyone at Burke's Drug Stores reminds you to drive carefully at the school and athletic events. Burke's Drug Stores, Hastings.
A quick score update for you. Adams Central leading Crete 7-6. That game is at the half. Adams Central and Crete have a combined 7 first-half turnovers. Blue Hill leading Cambridge 14-6. That game is at halftime. And Creighton leading O'Neill 27-0, and that game is also at the half. Back out to you, Blaine.
Okay, the other city teams. Hastings High was trailing 14-0 at halftime at Schuyler. Adams Central leading at Crete 7-6, but that one sounds like it's a turnover fest. 7 in the first half of that game. And here at halftime, it's St. Cecilia 21 and Minden 7. And the Blue Hawks have committed the only turnover that ended up a few plays later into the only Minden score of this first half. So St. Cecilia's defense has done the job this first half. The Minden Whippets have not been able to get a long scoring drive going at all, and St. Cecilia has put three long scoring drives on the board in the first half, and the Blue Hawks lead it by the score of 21-7. We want to thank all of our great sponsors, our sports boosters, as we'll have them on all season long here on ESPN 1550 KICS, and our pregame show sponsor, Burt's Drug Stores downtown and Burt's Pharmacy, and our postgame show sponsors, and we'll have our postgame activity after our play-by-play here tonight, to South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, our player of the game sponsor. We'll name our player of the game for St. Cecilia and get a certificate out to the winner of that one sometime next week. And South Central Heating, our sponsor there, and then the coaches postgame with Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings, and we thank those sponsors and all the sports boosters for all of their sponsorship. Without our wonderful sponsors, we would not be doing this, folks. So it's great stuff, and we really appreciate all their efforts. So frequent those sponsors that you hear on these ball games, and tell them thanks for supporting the local kids in Hastings and the surrounding area. After the game, also, we want to mention on our sister station, 1230 KHS, it'll be our second CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. And, of course, we thank CPI Mr. Tire, Jim Hine and the gang, for their support and their sponsorship of that CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show on 1230 KHS. We'll run down all of the scores from around the city, the area, and the state on that program later tonight. We do that every Friday night after our play-by-play coverage, and we'll hop it back to the station fairly quickly and join Tyson Evronik for that scoreboard show on 1230 KHS a little bit later on tonight. And as we mentioned, we got the football going on our Platte River radio stations this evening, and we'll have football for you tomorrow. We'll follow the Hastings College Broncos on 1230 KHS tomorrow with the Broncos playing their conference opener at Doan, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. 12:15 is pregame showtime on 1230 KHS tomorrow. The Nebraska Cornhuskers begin their 2009 football season tomorrow evening as they will host Florida Atlantic in Lincoln. We'll have that football game from start to finish on our sister station, The Breeze. That's KLIQ 94.5 FM. And that coverage begins at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. 5 hours of pregame, kickoff at 6. They'll be on tomorrow night after the game also. So full coverage on tomorrow and all season long on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 of Husker football. It begins tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. We'll take another timeout, and when we return, we'll give you some first-half numbers. St. Cecilia 21, Minden 7, back in another 90 seconds.
Local and area athletes, teams, coaches, and fans shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection and value on shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, Nebraska apparel, equipment, and much more. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, it's halftime, 21-7 in favor of St. Cecilia over the Minden Whippets. Now some numbers for you as we have them up here, our broadcast site, right at the 50-yard line at Duncan Field here in Hastings. As you're listening to high school football on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska, the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia, good offensive performance in the first half. Unofficially, the Blue Hawks with 219 yards on the ground. Ben Conan has 117 and one touchdown. Dalton Seely has 50 yards on the ground and one touchdown. One carry, 33 yards for Andrew Young. Bo Schwenke with 19 yards on the ground. St. Cecilia with 219 rushing yards. Schwenke is 3 out of 4 throwing the football for 56 yards. So the Blue Hawks with 56 yards throwing, 219 running, 275 total yards for St. Cecilia. Paul Gettert also threw a pass off for double reverse. It was incomplete. So the Blue Hawks 3 out of 5 throwing the ball for 56 yards, 275 total yards for St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks with 10 first downs. They've committed one turnover, three penalties, though, for 35 yards. For St. Cecilia. For the Minden Whippets, unofficially, they have 56 yards on the ground, 27 in the first half of play on the ground running the football for Clint Burney, 13 for Jack Rafferty, one carry, 5 yards for Bryce Lewis, and a touchdown. Tyson Middleswart has run for 8 yards, and Carson Bloom has run for 3 yards this first half. So 56 yards on the ground for the Minden Whippets. Ryan Bergstrom, the quarterback, 1 out of 4 throwing the ball for 7 yards. Colby Emmel with the catch for 7. So the Whippets with 63 total yards in the first half. 3 first downs, no turnovers, only 1 penalty for 5 yards. And the Minden Whippets with 63 total yards. St. Cecilia with 275. St. Cecilia with 3 long scoring drives in the first half. They keep the Whippets off the board except for a touchdown after a turnover. And the Whippets did go 20 yards after that turnover, but no long sustained drives in the first half as the Blue Hawk defense has done a pretty good job against that Whippet double wing and their running attack. So St. Cecilia with the lead at 21-7 here at halftime. Want to remind you also, St. Cecilia will have game number 2 non-district opponent on the road. First road game next Friday for the Blue Hawks. They'll play at Fairbury. Also, city action next week. It'll be Platteview at Adams Central, Scotts Bluff at Hastings. Saint Cecilia goes to Fairbury next Friday night in their first road game. Saint Cecilia will then play at Columbus SCOTUS in their final non-district game before getting into district competition on September 25th as they will host Fillmore Central. And last night, Columbus SCOTUS was beaten by David City Aquinas 27-7, and SCOTUS is off to an 0-2 start, so the Shamrocks not off to a very good start as they dropped their second one last night to David City Aquinas 27-7. Bloomfield beat Elgin 28-16. Plainview beat Wakefield 7-0, also in state football from last night. Here at halftime tonight, it's St. Cecilia 21 and Minden 7. We'll take our final timeout of the first half. When we return, we'll have the second half of this football game. Again, the score, St. Cecilia 21, Minden 7. Back with the third quarter in 90 seconds.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Sometimes putting two great things together gives you something even better. Cookies and milk, for example. How about electric power and natural gas? That's right, that's a Carrier hybrid heat system, a system that heats your home using natural gas or electricity, automatically choosing which one to go with depending on the situation. For a hybrid heat system, turn to the experts at Beeman's Appliance in Hastings, 462-2311. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, bouquets, single blooms, green plants, and many other gift ideas for your home or business. For weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, and other special occasions, call 462-2179 or stop at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
We have a few scores for you. Ponca leading Fremont Bergen 35-20. Shadron leading Torrington 7-0. And Ravenna is beating Elm Creek 20-7. Back out to you, Blaine.
Halftime just about over here at Duncan Field with St. Cecilia leading 21-7. We'll begin this third quarter of play. The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks will be going from right to left on your radio dial, as we are wont to say. That's north to south here at Duncan Field in Hastings with the Blue Hawks leading 21-7. And the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks will be kicking off to start this second half of play as the Whippets are winning that opening toss, deferred to the second half. They want the football. They need the football. They're down 21-7 as we begin the third quarter. And Dalton Seeley will kick off for St. Cecilia. And St. Cecilia with a big edge in yardage, 275-63, and three touchdowns to one. That's the big statistic of the first half. And a 21-7 lead. And here we go in the third quarter of play. St. Cecilia and Minden with the Blue Hawks up 21-7. Seeley into the football with the left foot. Down to Rafferty at about the 7-yard line to the 10, 15 to the 20, 25-yard line. And Jack Rafferty is hit there and goes down about the 25-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go for the Minden Whippets. We'll begin this second half. And they call it at the 25-yard line of Minden. And that's where the Whippets will start their first series in half number two. Ryan Bergstrom is a 180-pound senior. He's the quarterback. He's a left-hander. Been in there on every play. In the backfield, they have Tyson Middleswart and Clint Burney now. An I formation this time by the Whippets. Handoff goes to the second man, Thu, and it is Burney, the tailback, the senior. He's only a 140-pounder. And he is tackled about the 23 or 4-yard line. Excuse me, near about the 30. A pickup of 3 on the play there by Clint Burney. 3-yard pickup, second and about 7 yards to go at the 28-yard line for the Minden Whippets. just underway in the third quarter. Now the Whippets come out in that double wing that they want to run. The toss goes to a man in motion. It's Rafferty. Rafferty behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to be pulled down for a loss on the play. Far side getting there and making the tackle for St. Cecilia. On the defense there is Ben Conan. Conan from his linebacker position sends the runner down about the 23-yard line, a loss of five on the play. Third and 12. Rafferty had nowhere to go there, lost five on the play. Third and 12 at the Minden 23-yard line. St. Cecilia has been stingy. Gave up only 56 yards on the ground, 63 total yards. And before this play is called, a flag flies on the near sideline. Offside again. For the second time, the Whippets line up in the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty moves it back to the 18-yard line. That's the only two penalties on the Whippets, both times lining up in the neutral zone, offside on the offense. Third and 17 at the 18-yard line for the Whippets. So they're deep in their own territory, facing a third and long, down by two scores. Double wing, Bergstrom takes the football, now hands it to the fullback up the middle. It's going to be not much there, if anything at all. It's going to be fourth and long for the Whippets. Inside, nothing there, and it's going to be fourth down and 17 at the 18-yard line. Fourth and 17 at the 18, and Bergstrom, who's the quarterback, is also the punter. He'll have to kick it away with the left foot. So there's an unusual stat for you. Both of the punters, and St. Cecilia hasn't punted yet. Yes, they have, I believe, one time. Excuse me. Dalton Seeley is a left-footer. Bergstrom is also a left. So two left-footed punters in this game. Remember that. You might need it later this season. Bergstrom shoots it this way on the punt. Not a very good punt. It'll go out of bounds on the near sideline at the St. Cecilia bench in Minden territory. So St. Cecilia will have great field position. Their first possession of period number three is at the Minden 47. So that was only a 29-yard punt by Bergstrom. And it moves St. Cecilia in good field position at the Minden 47-yard line, first and 10. 9:36 to go in the third quarter. It's 21-7 St. Cecilia. So the Blue Hawks in good shape here in this third quarter. They come out now with three backs behind the quarterback, Bo Schwenka. Schwenka turns, fakes to Young, wants to throw, does across the middle. Wide open is Gettert at the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Gettert avoids a tackler, will go to the end zone for the touchdown. 47-yard pass play. Schwenka to Gettert. And St. Cecilia scores in the third quarter. Schwenka to Gettert, 47 yards and a touchdown. St. Cecilia with the lead 27-7. So one play, 47 yards. Seeley with the extra point attempt. Line drive kick. This one is up and it is good. So with 9:27 to go in the third quarter, St. Cecilia now 28, Minden 7, back with the St. Cecilia kickoff in 30 seconds.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Quick score update for you. Adams Central being beat by Crete, 12-7. Back to you, Blaine.
Okay, thank you, Tyler. Welcome back to Duncan Field in Hastings. St. Cecilia scores on its first offensive play of the third quarter. 47-yard pass play, Bo Schwenka to Paul Gettert. St. Cecilia adds the extra point. It's 28-7. So the Blue Hawks had Gettert wide open in the second quarter, overthrew him. This time he was open again, and Schwenka there with the throw. And Gettert does the rest and runs it into the end zone, a 47-yard pass play for the score. Seeley with the kick. Bounces. Rafferty picks it up about the 11-yard line to the 15, near the 20-yard line. still on his feet, still grinding. Now the Blue Hawks pull him down just short of the 20. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Whippets in their own territory. Again, fairly deep in their own territory. And they put the football down about the 20-yard line. First and 10 at the 20 for Minden. They'll have the ball for the second time in this third quarter. 28-7. St. Cecilia now with a healthy three-touchdown lead. Bergstrom, the quarterback. Double wing, turns. Hands the football off to the wingback. Bernie with the football. He's going to be dragged down by Paul Gettert. A loss on the play. St. Cecilia attacking that double wing on the defense there. Back at the 18, a loss of two on that play. Minden Whippets have 52 yards on the ground tonight. Only seven through the air. Well, St. Cecilia, which is usually the case, another very good defensive effort. Bergstrom, the handoff this time. The second man through, loses his helmet. Keeps the football, but loses his helmet. Jack Rafferty, number 40, lost his helmet, kept the football. Got it past the 20, got a few yards on the play. Jack says, give me my helmet. I'm not playing another play without my helmet. Came off on the tackle at the 22-yard line, a pickup of four. It's going to be third and eight for the Whippets. Third down, 8 yards for the Whippets at their own 22-yard line. 8:06 to go, third quarter. 28-7 in favor of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Bergstrom on the toss, this time to Carson Bloom. Bloom trying to follow blockers. A flag flies behind the play. Bloom is down about the 23, going to be well short of a first down, and we'll see what this flag's all about. It's going to be holding on the Whippets, and St. Cecilia can decline this and make it fourth down. Because the Whippets are well short of the first down. Football's on about the 23. The penalty is declined, holding on Minden. It's going to be fourth down and 7 yards to go. It's Carson Bloom got one there, but well short of the first down, fourth and seven for the Whippets at the 23-yard line. So Bergstrom will have to punt the football away. .740 to go in this third quarter, 28-7. St. Cecilia leading. Ryan Bergstrom back to punt for the Whippets. Another good snap. Good punt this time by Bergstrom. Bounces at midfield. Blue Hawks try to get away from it, and it will be down right at midfield, and that's where St. Cecilia will start. First and 10 at midfield. And Bo Schwenke, the senior, will bring him out. Schwenke, his first real time at quarterback. He is a senior. He is the brother of quarterback John Oshwenka, played there a couple of years ago for two seasons at quarterback for the Blue Hawks. Brother Bo's turn now as a senior. And again, cousin of the Minden Whippets starting cornerback, Andrew Schwenke. They prefer Schwenke in Minden, Schwenka in Hastings. They are cousins, same family. So we'll call them Schwenke and Schwenke. We'll do what we're told. Schwenka hands off this time to the Andrew Young running out of the tailback position. He is tackled about the 45-44 of Minden. So Andrew Young gets a little time at tailback. He's been playing the wingback all evening long, and that's where he'll play most of the year. Gettert comes out. Dykeman in as these wide receivers share the play calling, brought in from the near sideline. Second and four at the Minden 44, so Young gets 6 yards. Two carries, 39 for Andrews. Second and four at the Minden 44. Double wing this time, St. Cecilia. Handoff goes to Ben Conan. He's horse-collared, pulled down by the Whippets' Ben Peterson. But it's at the 39-yard line of the Whippets and a first down for St. Cecilia. That's their 11th. First and 10. We'll call it the 38, a pickup of six on the play to the Minden 38-yard line. So Conan gets six. He has 123 on the ground and a score. It's first and 10, Blue Hawks at the Minden 38-yard line with 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And St. Cecilia in the lead, 28-7. Again, St. Cecilia comes out in a double wing. Fullback right behind quarterback Schwenke. In motion is Seeley. Handing off the football to Conan. Ben Conan is tackled around the knee and leg, and he rolls forward to about the 25. They say knee down at the 25, pick up a 13 and a first down. So Conan gets another 13. First and 10 at the 25-yard line for St. Cecilia. They started this one at midfield. And the Blue Hawks have covered half the field to the end zone. They're at the Minden 25-yard line, first and 10 on the 12th. St. Cecilia first down. Come out in the eye this time. Wingback Young to the left. He's in motion. Schwenke hands the ball off to the tailback Seeley. Missed by a couple tacklers. Finally tackled at the 20-yard line. On the tackles, Brian Berry, the senior. But 5 yards for Seeley. Second and 5 at the 20. Seeley has rushed for 55 and a touchdown. Conan, 136 and a score. Schwenke has thrown 2 touchdown passes. Second and 5 at the 20. Again, out in the eye. Motion this time, option play. Schwenke still with the football. Gets it to the 15, maybe the 14. Should be another first down for St. Cecilia. From the 20, Schwenke tackled at the 14, a pickup of 6. 6 for Bo. He has 25 net on the ground. First and 10 at the Minden 14-yard line. Blue Hawks continue to keep it on the ground. Run the clock. Work the offense in the first game of the season. See how things are going to look this year. And it looks like the I formation, the wing back, the fullback runs. St. Cecilia's offense that we have seen year after year, but year after year it's good. Handoff goes to Seeley this time. Not much there for Dalton. 4:55 to go in the third. We'll see where they spot this one. Very little there, if anything, for Seeley. They'll put it at the 14. No gain. Second and 10 at the Minden 14. Second and 10 at the Whippets 14-yard line. Continue to take that time off the clock. Bring the play in from the near sideline, and Coach Carl Tesmer. 28-7, St. Cecilia, 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. I formation, wing back left. Whistle before this play is started. A flag flies again on the near sideline. Again, and St. Cecilia lines up in the neutral zone. That's the third time that's been called. Maybe that's an updated rule this year. Yep. Officials being more concerned about how these offensive line people are lining up. Maybe there's a change in the rules a little bit to tweak that. We'll see. Again, it's offside. It's not a legal procedure. It's offside. Simply lining up in the neutral zone. Second and 15 back at the Minden 19 now for St. Cecilia. 4:05 to go, third quarter. Bo Schwenke over center. He turns, now wants to throw, lobs it near sideline to Gettert in the air, tipped away and incomplete, and a flag flies. There, covering on the play was Andrew Schwenke on Paul Gettert, and we'll see what this one's all about. Gettert goes up to try to catch it. He also tried to play a little defender on the play, tried to knock it away. He thought maybe Schwenke was going to get the interception, but a holding call on Minden on the play. The referee showed the holding call, not pass interference, so we'll see if this is a 10-yard. That was in the end zone, the holding call. The line of scrimmage was the 19. And holding on Minden. That will move the football on the penalty. 10 yards on the hold. It's going to be first down. And goal. We'll call it the 9 because it was originally the 19-yard line, so they marked it off 10 yards. First and goal about the 9 for St. Cecilia. 3:53 to go, so the holding call on the play on that pass attempt. It's the handoff to Ben Conan. Grabbed around the legs on the play by the Whippets. Knocked down on the play is Conan. Not much there for Ben. Dalton freaks on the tackle there. Dalton freaks on that tackle. Ball down to about the six. It's going to be second and goal. Three there for Conan. Second and goal at the Minden 6-yard line. Clock continues to run with 3:13 to go in this third quarter. Blue Hawks come out in their eye. Wing back is to the left. Bo Schwenka turns. The toss goes to Seeley. Comes to the near side to the five. He's going to get into the end zone. He's not going to be touched. Touchdown. Dalton Seeley not touched on that play. 6-yard touchdown run for Seeley. And the Blue Hawks go up 34-7. Second touchdown of the night for Dalton Seeley. And St. Cecilia scores again. They go 50 yards this time. And lead it now 34-7 with the extra point pending here by Seeley. 3:01 to go in the third quarter. Seeley out of the hold of Bo Schwenka. Now we're going to have, instead of Dalton Seeley, he's going to get a play off here. Matt Kissinger, the sophomore, will try this extra point. Matt Kissinger with the extra point try. Certainly high enough and long enough and good. So Matt Kissinger adds the extra point. His first of the night. And St. Cecilia goes up 35-7 with 3:01 to go in the third quarter. Back with yet another St. Cecilia kickoff in 30 seconds.
Buy two, get two free on Cooper Tires at CPI and Mr. Tire. Buy two Cooper Xeon 2 XS tires at $110 each and get the other two tires absolutely free. Sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS, P235-45R17 2XS, and P235-40R17 2XS. Also includes free rotation, mounting, balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Buy two, get two free at CPI and Mr. Tire. CPI and Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
We have a score update for you. Elkhorn leading Fremont 44-6. Blue Hill is beating Cambridge 20-14. Schuyler leading Hastings 14-0. Hastings starting quarterback Brady Rudd is out of that game with an injury. Back out to you, Blaine.
Okay, Tyler, thank you very much. St. Cecilia leading here 35-7 with 3:01 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia 10 plays, 50 yards on that drive. So St. Cecilia scored both times they have had the ball in this third quarter. Dalton Seeley covers the final six. And Matt Kissinger adds the extra point. It's 35-7, St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia scored 28 points in a row. Here they have five touchdowns, two by Seeley, one by Conan. Bo Schwenk has thrown two touchdown passes, one to Joe Ryan, one to Paul Gettett. So everybody getting in on the act here for the Blue Hawks. And Kissinger's going to kick off. Matt Kissinger will kick off. Line drive kick goes down to Rafferty about the 5-yard line to the 10. 15 to the 20, straight up the middle of the field to the 25-yard line goes Jack Rafferty. Past the 25 to about the 27, and the Whippets will take over there. First down and 10 on their own 27-yard line. These teams now with just under 3 minutes to go in the third. St. Cecilia has this game well in hand, 35-7. We'll see if the Whippets going to continue to work on their running game or maybe try to put the football in the air. So far, they're 1 out of 4 throwing the ball. So, again, the Whippets, they don't like to throw it if they don't have to. The toss goes to Bernie. Clint Bernie on the run. Not much room. The Blue Hawks have been pretty stingy on the defense. A gain of a yard to the 28. Bernie has 1 yard on that play. He has 29 in the game. 58 yards on the ground for the Whippets, only 7 through the air. St. Cecilia still has allowed less than 70 yards total in this game. Second and 9, Whippets on their own 28. Come out again in the double wing. One back, the fullback behind quarterback Bergstrom. Ball handed off this time to Bernie. Boy, not much room. The Blue Hawks are used to that double wing setup, and the toss to one of the wingbacks, and there's just not much running room. No gain on the play, 3rd and 9 at the 28-yard line. And now the Whippets last year started 0-3 before they got the district. Then they won their 5 games in the district, went 5-3 and made the playoffs before losing in the first round. St. Cecilia had its second consecutive regular season, unbeaten season last year. They were 8-0, went to 10-0 before losing in the quarterfinals of the playoff. Here's a toss and a run this time by Clint Burney again. It was a 3rd and 9 at the 28. Burney got it out to the 32. He got 4 yards, but they're still 5 yards short of a first down. 4 there for Clint Burney. 4th and 5 about the 32-yard line. Clock continues to run with 1:10 to go. Third quarter, and St. Cecile will get the football once again. St. Cecile getting some second unit folks sprinkled in the game now. Going back, Simon Ostrander, and Simon's a sophomore, back to receive this punt, along with Cody Jackson. The Blue Hawks getting Dalton Seeley out of this game for a few plays on the extra point. Kickoff, and now this punt return. Good kick by Bergstrom. Jackson at the 32-yard line. Jackson to 35-40. 45 midfield to the 40 into Minden territory near the 35-yard line. And Cody Jackson, the junior, with a great punt return from his own 35 to the Minden 35. 30-yard return there by Jackson. First and 10 for the Blue Hawks, and they set up in Minden territory at about the Minden 35-yard line. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter, and St. Cecilia playing well tonight, real well. Their only miscue led to the Minden score, one turnover, and it later turned into a Minden score. But the defense, the offense, had been solid. Great first game effort by St. Cecilia. Schwenke now at quarterback once again. Conan and Andrew Young in the tail of the eye this time. And as that play begins, a flag flies. Now Conan goes out, and coming in is Devin Elliott, a junior, 180-pounder at the fullback position. Again, offside on St. Cecilia. Again, offside on the offense. And again, this must be a, and we'll ask Coach Randy Ahrens. We expect him to come up after the game on the coach's postgame show. We'll ask him if the officials have been told to watch how these kids line up on the line. That's been called 4 times tonight, 2 on each team. Moves it back to the Minden 40, 1st and 15 with 39 seconds to go in the quarter. Schwenke over center. Eye formation. Handoff goes to the tailback. Andrew Young comes to his left. He's going to get the penalty back, maybe 4 or 5 to down near the 35. Second and long coming up for the Blue Hawks, and that might have been the last play of the third quarter. It's down to the 35. Pick up a 5 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 10. So Young gets 5, and Andrews got 44. His first carry tonight got him 33. 2nd and 10 at the 35-yard line of Minden. Clock continues to run with 11 seconds to go. The Blue Hawks come up to the line of scrimmage. They may get this play off. They may not. Now in the tail of the eye is Blake Brulietta, junior. Blake Brulietta in the tail of the eye for St. Cecilia. They get the play off as time will run out in the third quarter. And running the ball for the first time is going to be Devin Elliott. Devin Elliott with the run to end the third quarter. He moved it from the 35 down to about the 33, a pickup of 2 on the play. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Devin Elliott gets 2. It'll be 3rd and 8 when we come back, and that's the end of the third quarter. St. Cecilia gets 2 more scores in the third quarter. And after 3, St. Cecilia 35 and Minden 7. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Duncan Field in Hastings. We start the fourth quarter of play. As you listen to high school football, Blaine Bulis with you here on ESPN 1550. KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. 35-7. 2 scores in that third quarter by the Blue Hawks. 35-7. St. Cecilia will have Schwenke in there at quarterback. It's 3rd down and about 8 for the Blue Hawks. They're at the Minden 33-yard line. We're going to see some 2nd and 3rd unit people for St. Cecilia. Schwenke, though, in his first start as a St. Cecilia quarterback, as a senior, is still in there. Ellie now is the fullback. Blake Brulietta is the tailback. Schwenke keeps the football, rolls to his right, wants to throw. Now looks like he's going to have to keep the ball. He goes down. on the play. Tackled there by the Whippets. Miles Steen for a loss. Loss back to the 37, a loss of four on the play. And it's going to be fourth and about 12 yards to go for St. Cecilia. Schwenke loses four there. St. Cecilia had 271 yards on the ground through three quarters. They just lost four on that play. But it's fourth and 12 at the 37. St. Cecilia just going to go for it here. Too close to punt. And we'll keep the ball on the ground, I'm sure, on a fourth and 12 at the 37. Schwenke inside handoff, and Trausch meets the wing back this time for a loss. And that wing back is Drew Pacheba. Drew Pacheba running the football, and he is rudely greeted by Pete Trausch. A loss back to the 39, and the Blue Hawks turn it over on downs, and the Whippets will take over first and 10 at their own 39. Blue Hawks trying to work this second unit on some offensive plays, and Trausch did not get blocked that time and made the tackle on Drew Pacheba of St. Cecilia. Minden takes over first and 10 Whippets on their own 39. Early in period number four, it's 35-7 Blue Hawks. Handoff, the line surges forward as St. Cecilia has a lot of their second unit people in the ball game on defense. Jack Rafferty out to the 44-yard line. Give him five on the play. Rafferty gets five. And he gets some of these St. Cecilia changes in there. Spencer Siminski, a senior, is out there calling the defensive signals. Chase Bassett, a junior, is out there on defense for the Blue Hawks. Jordan Consbrook, a junior, is a defensive end. The line moves forward again. A lot of push now by the Minden first team offensive line against the second unit St. Cecilia defensive line. A first down for the Whippets as they move it from their 44 to midfield, first and 10. 6 yard pickup there by Rafferty to the 23. First and 10 at midfield for the Whippets. Cody Jackson's in at a cornerback for St. Cecilia. Handoff straight up the middle. And again, a pretty good charge straight ahead by the Whippets offensive line. From the 50, they move it to the 46, a pickup of four on that play. Second and six at the St. Cecilia 46. And that one, I believe, was Bryce Lewis. He got four on the play. To the 46-yard line of St. Cecilia, second and six. Double wing this time. Bergstrom, the quarterback. The toss goes to Bernie. Bernie inside the 45, about the 42. Going to be short of a first down, but it's going to be third and short. Bernie moves it from the 46 to the 42. It's going to be third down and 4 yards to go. So Clint Bernie with four. He's rushed for 37 yards. We've got in there on the defensive line Ryan Sheehy, 195-pound junior for St. Cecilia, wearing number 71. Third down and two for the Whippets at the 42 of St. Cecilia. Bergstrom on the toss, this time to Rafferty. Rafferty goes inside the 40. That's going to be a first down. First and 10 for the Whippets at the 38 of St. Cecilia. And Rafferty got four and a first down. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia, Justin Smith, a junior. Again, we try to catch. Jordan Consbrook's at a defensive end. Bryce Faber, a junior, is out there for St. Cecilia on defense. And Blake Bruliette out there at a defensive back position also for St. Cecilia. Jack Rafferty trying to get the shoe back on and tied for the Whippets. He does that. 35-7 St. Cecilia. 9:10 to go in our fourth quarter with St. Cecilia leading 35-7. First and 10 Whippets at the St. Cecilia 38. In motion is Bernie. Bergstrom fakes the handoff. Wants to throw, does. It's going to be caught, and down he goes after catching the football. It's Carson Bloom. So the completion, Bergstrom to Bloom, and a first down. They move it from the 38 to about the 29, about 9 yards on the play. Looks like it's going to be just short. Second and one at the 29-yard line. So the catch there by Carson Bloom for nine. Bergstrom now two out of five throwing the ball for 16 yards. And the Whippets have not thrown it much. Second and a yard at the 29 of St. Cecilia. Double wing in motion is Bernie. Inside handoff to Rafferty. We'll get a first down and more. And finally tackled on the play. Good tackle there Maybe a touchdown saving tackle by Cody Jackson. Jack Rafferty runs the ball for a first down from his own, from the Saints' 29 down to the 21, a pickup of 8 and a first down. Rafferty now with 35 yards rushing. Again, the first unit Saints' defense is off the field. They are probably done for the night. You got Joe Walmar playing in defensive line position. He's been on offense tonight, but playing defense now for Saints. To see handoff goes to Bernie, and there to make the tackle on the play. Boy, how about that? Right on cue, Joe Walmar. We say he's in the game playing defense. He makes the tackle on the next play. Just how great is that, folks? I mean, you know, it's just good stuff. Second and 10, no gain, Walmar on the tackle. So no gain on the play. And Joe Walmar on the tackle. Second and 10, Whippets on the 21. Bergstrom, handoff goes to Bryce Lewis, the fullback straight up the middle. Moves it inside the 20. Again, the clock continues to run, a very quick fourth quarter as the Whippets know that this one is out of reach and they're not going to try to develop a passing game here tonight. Second, third and 6 at the 17-yard line. Lewis got 4 on the play. Third and 6 Whippets at the 17 of St. Cecilia. Bergstrom, the quarterback, hands off to Lewis once again. Stacked up near the 15. It's going to be fourth down coming up for the Whippets. Not much there for Lewis. Ball spotted at the 15-yard line. There was a pickup there of 2. It's going to be fourth and 4 at the 15. So, again, the Whippets continue to work on their offensive situations. They face a 4th and 4 at the St. Cecilia 15. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Double wing. Bergstrom to Bernie. Bernie from the wing back position gets the toss. He's got it inside the 10 and a first down and goal coming up. So the Whippets have gone down the field here. They started at their own 39. They have a first and looks like first and goal. About the 8-yard line. Pickup of 7 there by Bernie. So the Whippets getting some push on that offensive line against that second unit. So good playing time for the second unit defense for St. Cecilia. First and goal at the 8. Rafferty in motion takes the toss. He's inside the 5. Rafferty's going to get close, if not into the end zone. Touchdown. Jack Rafferty with the 8-yard touchdown run. Touchdown Whippets. 35-13. So Jack Rafferty, an 8-yard touchdown run for the Minden Whippets. So Minden there, their first sustained drive of the night. They go 61 yards. Pete Trausch out there to try the extra point. 12 plays, 61 yards for the Whippets. Touchdown. Pete Trausch. Straight on kicker, and it's going to be wide to the right and no good. So we will take a timeout. The missed extra point after the touchdown. 6:32 to go in our ball game. St. Cecilia 35, Minden 13 back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, our final 6.5 minutes of this ball game. As you are in tune to high school football on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. St. Cecilia will get the football. The Minden Whippets, 12 plays, 61 yards. Their first long sustained drive of the night. Their other touchdown came after a fumble recovery. Was run back 35 yards by Pete Trausch, and then the Whippets go the final 20 yards and scored. Tied this game at 7 in the first quarter. St. Cecilia then scored 4 touchdowns before that last score by the Whippets. 35-13, Pete Trausch to kick off. St. Cecilia will send back Cody Jackson. Got Jace Jackson, a sophomore, and they're related. Jace back there. Cody's back there. Well, we might have another Jackson back there. Catching the football at about the 10, 15, 20-yard line. Running that football up to about the 28-yard line. St. Cecilia will return it to about their own 28. Matt Kissinger on the return for St. Cecilia. So we had two Jacksons and a Kissinger back there. And Matt returns it. Matt has kicked one extra point tonight. And gets to return that kickoff. Gets it out to the 28-yard line of the Blue Hawks. First and 10. And we'll see who's in the ball game here for St. Cecilia. They're short a player, I can tell you that. They're trying to get somebody into the game. And Colin Ellie, the junior, heads out there. Need another player. 6:25 to go. St. Cecilia sends Ellie in the backfield. And we got another tailback. Looks like Spencer Siminski. Schwenk is still at quarterback. And there's the handoff. Not much there on the running play. Andrew Young from the tail position. Second down and 10, about the 28. No gain there by Andrew Young. Second and about 10 yards to go at the 28. So Bo Schwenk is still in there at quarterback, and this is not a situation where Schwenk, this is his first game. The Saints see a quarterback as a starter. He's a senior, and they want to give him as many snaps as possible, even though the lead is 35-13. There's the inside handoff, running the football, keeping the legs churning as a flag flies out past the 35. Good hard run there by Devin Ellie, but a flag on the play. And Ellie got that ball up to the 37, got about 10 yards, but a hold on St. Cecilia will nullify that run. St. Cecilia, the only maybe negative point offensively, 55 yards of penalties. And most of those have been along the line, lining up in the neutral zone or holding. So that's a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. We'll move it back to about the 18, second and 20 at the Blue Hawk 18. And St. Cecilia again will keep it on the ground. 5:36 to go in our football game. Neither team, I'm sure, too excited about calling timeouts. This one decided in the third quarter as the Blue Hawks scored a couple times, went up 35-7 with Minden wanting to be a running team. Just did not have the offensive power to throw the football tonight. Andrew Young is dragged down on that play. Good play there by the defense of Minden. Young on the carry. Going to be third and long for St. Cecilia. Young got two to the 20. Third and 18 at the 20. Andrew Young has rushed for 46 yards tonight. St. Cecilia, Dalton Seeley's probably done offensively. He has 61 yards tonight, two scores. And Ben Conan from the fullback had one score, 139 yards rushing. So Seeley and Conan, 200 yards on the ground right there for St. Cecilia. 4:45 to go. It's third and 18 at the 20 for St. Cecilia. Handoff goes to the I-back, second man through, short gain. It'll be fourth and long. Andrew Young getting a lot of reps tonight from the tailback position. He got one, but it's going to be fourth and long, but the Blue Hawks are really not too concerned about that. They're going to punt the football away, and Minden will get it one last time. Dalton Seeley's back out there to punt for St. Cecilia. Has not had to do that too often tonight. 4:14, clock continues to run. As St. Cecilia will go to 1-0 in the year as they head for Fairbury next Friday. And Minden will drop to 0-1 on the season. Seeley with the punt. Kind of a wobbler near the 45. Bounces into Minden territory. Whippets get away from it. It'll be down at the Whippet 43-yard line. First down and 10 for the Whippets in what could be their last possession of the evening. Got a reminder for you after the game. We'll take a break after the game and wrap things up here. And then after that, we'll have the player of the game. We'll announce our St. Cecilia player of the game. That show brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning. And then after that, we hope to hear from a St. Cecilia coach on the coach's post-game show, The Coach Speaks. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, our good sponsor for the coach's post-game show all season here on ESPN 1550 KICS. Out come the Whippets. Ryan Bergstrom the senior. Again, he's taken all the snaps at quarterback. Bernie in motion. Toss goes to Bernie. The 43-yard line up past the 45. Maybe 4 or 5 there for Bernie. We'll give him about 4 to the 47, 2nd and 6. So 50 yards on the ground for Clint Bernie. 2nd and 6 at the 47. Try to get some other numbers here. Jake Schwartz is on that defensive line yet for St. Cecilia. Back in the game on the defensive line. Ben Conan back out there. There's a handoff this time. The running back for the Minden Whippets. Getting his first carry. Brody Kring, a junior. So Kring gets his first carry. Third down, we'll call it 5. Give Brody 1 on the play. 3rd and 5 at the 48-yard line of the Minden Whippets. So the Blue Hawks have Paul Gettard back out there. And Zach Stirrup, the Blue Hawks, get some of their first-string defenders back out on the field. The Minden Whippets have gone all the way with their first unit offensively tonight. For the Bergstrom at quarterback has been in on every snap. He wants to throw this time with the left hand. He's going to go down. Zach Stirrup is there. Couldn't throw it over Zach anyway. He's 6'9". 9 or 10, whatever you want to, depending on what kind of shoes he's got on, all the way back to the 40-yard line. A loss of 8 on the play. It's going to be 4th and 13. So a loss of 8 on the play there. That's a tough throw anytime over Zach Stirrup. And Bergstrom had nowhere to go that time. When you're down 35-13, Bergstrom had to kind of eat that football. 4th and 13 at the 40. Bergstrom back to punt. Clock continuing to run with 1:50 to go in our ballgame. There's the punt, catching it at about the 20-yard line, dropping it, picking it back up, running with the football. Is Jackson on the play past the 30? Cody Jackson, the junior, out near the 35. The ball comes out of there, but the officials say Jackson down at the 35-yard line. And St. Cecilia will have it 1st and 10 at their own 35-yard line. And they will run this clock out, they hope, in the final minute and 40 seconds. So now we'll get some new offensive numbers out there. We see heading out Bryce Faber, the junior. Simon Ostrander, a sophomore, heads out on offense. I think Bo Schwenka might have taken his last snap in his first game as a starter for St. Cecilia. 1:40 to go. The Blue Hawks come out. And Simon Ostrander, the sophomore, will be the quarterback for the final few snaps here. Ostrander, on the option, wants to keep the football. He's hit and spins, and he goes down. The tackle there by Brody Kring. He got upended Ostrander. No gain on the play, 2nd and 10. And so Simon on the carry there, upended. No gain, 2nd and 10 at the 35-yard line. As the final minute 15 continues to run the clock down here, St. Cecilia leads at 35-13, and they will win their season opener for 2009. Blake Brulliette in the tail of the eye now. Ellie, the fullback. Handoff goes to the fullback, Ellie. Devin gets a few yards. Moves it from the 35 out to the 38. Whoops, did I have that wrong? No, new fullback. I'm sorry, not Devin Ellie. It's going to be a pickup of 3 on the play, 3rd and 7 at the 38-yard line. Another fullback in the game, or Simon Ostrander, quarterback, we should say. 30 seconds to go, probably be the last play of the game. The handoff goes to the fullback. No gain on that play, 4th and 7, but the clock's going to run out. Simon, as St. Cecilia will win the game, the final 18 seconds, the Blue Hawks will not have to snap it anymore. And St. Cecilia will win this football game, 35-13. The Blue Hawks, after a 7-7 first quarter, score the next 4 touchdowns, and they go on to win the ball game. The final 2 seconds run off, and that will be the end of the football game. And the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks start the 2009 season with a 35-13 victory over the Minden Whippets. St. Cecilia 35, Minden 13. We'll talk about it, wrap it up for you in 90 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles.
good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
For more than 80 years, there's been a Burke's Drug Store in Hastings, giving you the best prescription service and helping you feel better. Burke's continues to serve you today, treating its customers like family. Hometown service, a short wait time, and free prescription delivery 6 days a week. Your health is the number one concern at Burke's Drug Store in downtown Hastings and at Burke's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. And with school and fall sports underway, everyone at Burke's Drug Stores reminds you to drive carefully at the school and athletic events. Burke's Drug Stores, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
And welcome back to Duncan Field. St. Cecilia wins this season opener over the Minden Whippets by the score of 35-13. St. Cecilia with a pretty dominant performance here tonight, holding the Minden Whippets to only one long drive on the night that ended up in a touchdown for the Whippets. St. Cecilia with really five long drives on the evening. St. Cecilia scored first time they had the football. Five plays, 76 yards, but in only five plays. Dalton Seeley, the final 6 yards. Seeley added the extra point. St. Cecilia led 7-0, but a couple of big runs there by Ben Conan and a good pass play from Bo Schwenka to Joe Ryan. Five plays, 76 yards. Seeley, 6-yard touchdown run, 7-0 Blue Hawks. Next time St. Cecilia had the ball, they fumbled the football. Quarterback Schwenka fumbled the ball. It was picked off in the air by the big lineman Pete Trouse from Minden. He went 35 yards with the fumble recovery out of midair down to the St. Cecilia 20, and the Whippets go the final 20 yards. Bryce Lewis, a 5-yard touchdown run. Trouse adds the extra point. We were tied 7-7 after one quarter, but St. Cecilia then scores the next four touchdowns in the game. In the second quarter, St. Cecilia, 10 plays, 68 yards. Bo Schwenka to Joe Ryan, a 13-yard pass play. Seeley the extra point, 14-7 St. Cecilia early in period number two. Ben Conan goes 2 yards for the third St. Cecilia score. That ended a 7-play, 57-yard drive with 4:31 to go in the first half after the extra point by Seeley, 21-7 St. Cecilia. That was the score at halftime. St. Cecilia tacks on two more in the third quarter. Excuse me, folks. Bo Schwenka to Paul Gettert, 47-yard pass play. That was a one-play 47-yard drive. 9:27 of the third, extra point good by Seeley, 28-7 Blue Hawks. Dalton Seeley ends a 10-play 50-yard drive later in the third quarter with a 6-yard touchdown run. Matt Kissinger adds the extra point, 35-7 St. Cecilia. After three, St. Cecilia gets its second unit defense and third unit people in the ballgame in the fourth quarter. Jack Rafferty, an 8-yard touchdown run as the Whippets have their only sustained drive of the night. 12 plays, 61 yards, but they did have to do it mainly against the St. Cecilia second unit on defense. Rafferty, an 8-yard touchdown run. The point missed by the Whippets. 35-13 at that point, and St. Cecilia went on to win it 35-13 to go to 1-0 on the year. The Whippets at 0-1. As we had it up here for St. Cecilia, they rushed for 268 yards on the evening, 139 and a touchdown for Ben Conan, 61 and two scores for Dalton Seeley. Andrew Young rushes for 47, quarterback Bo Schwenka for 21 to lead the way. 268 on the ground for the Blue Hawks, 139 for Ben Conan. St. Cecilia's Schwenka in his first start as varsity quarterback, 4 out of 5 throwing the football for 103 yards for Schwenka, 2 catches for 62 and a touchdown for Paul Gettert, 2 catches and a touchdown for 41 yards for Joe Ryan. Schwenka, 4 out of 5. Gettert did throw the ball once out of the double reverse. It was incomplete. St. Cecilia, 268 on the ground, 103 in the air, 371 total on the night and 5 touchdowns. St. Cecilia had 1 turnover. They did have 55 yards in penalties compared to 20 for Minden on the night, but only one turnover for the Blue Hawks, unofficially 13 first downs. For the Minden Whippets, they rushed tonight for 117 yards. Clint Burney led the way with 50. Jack Rafferty had 43. 117 on the ground. Again, some of those against the second unit defense of St. Cecilia. 16 yards is all the Whippets could get through the air as Ryan Bergstrom, two completions in five attempts, 16 passing yards for the Whippets, 117 on the ground, a total of 133 yards on the night for the Whippets. St. Cecilia had 371. Unofficially, seven first downs for the Whippets to St. Cecilia's 13, and St. Cecilia wins it 35-13. Dalton Seeley runs for two scores, Ben Conan for one, Bo Schwenka passes for two, Joe Ryan and Paul Gettard catch a touchdown pass. So a pretty dominant performance by the Blue Hawks offensively and defensively, and they go to 1-0 on the year with a 35-13 victory. And stay tuned now. That'll take care of the play-by-play portion of things. We'll have our player of the game. We'll name our St. Cecilia player of the game. That's coming up next. And then after that, the coach speaks, the coach's post-game show. Those programs still to come, but that is the end of this ball game and the final score once again from Duncan Field in Hastings. In the season opener for these two high school Class C1 football teams, Hastings St. Cecilia 35, the Minden Whippets 13. Stay tuned. The player of the game is up next.
This high school football play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Seeley Body Shop in Hastings. Seeley offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Seeley Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Welcome back to Duncan Field, our player of the game program, after St. Cecilia wins it 35-13. A lot of candidates tonight. St. Cecilia offensively got 139 yards and one score from Ben Conan, 61 yards and two scores from Dalton Seeley. A couple touchdown throws for Bo Schwenk at the night, and a couple touchdown catches, one each for Joe Ryan and Paul Gettitz. Everybody got in on the act offensively. Andrew Young rushed for 47. The defense allowing only 13 points and only one sustained drive, and the first-string defense not out on the field for that one. So a good effort all around by the Blue Hawks. We will name our St. Cecilia player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Well, it's kind of a hard decision when you win the ballgame 35-13 and you have a lot of good performances, but I can make an executive decision. I think it's kind of been approved by the St. Cecilia staff. They could name a lot of guys that could be player of the game tonight, but we're going to give this one tonight to the fullback, Ben Conan. Now, he rushed for 139 yards, and when you can do that in a high school football game, you are having a pretty good night. 139 on the ground, one score for Ben Conan tonight. He's playing out of that fullback position, getting that quick handoff from quarterback Bo Schwenka, and Conan did some hard running inside, had some good holes. So plaudits also to the offensive line and the blocking up front for Conan, and good management of this game and good throwing the football for Bo Schwenka, the quarterback tonight. But we will give our player of the game, and we'll get a certificate out to the senior Ben Conan, 139 yards on the ground and one touchdown. He kind of had a couple big runs in the first drive of the night for the Blue Hawks, kind of sparked things right off the get-go, and St. Cecilia got out to the lead. They were tied but went on to win the game 35-13. So Ben Conan is our player of the game for Hastings St. Cecilia in the Blue Hawks' 35-13 victory over Minden here tonight at Duncan Field. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show up next on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Post Game Show, the coach speaks, and Randy Ahrens is here, assistant football coach. He's kind of the head of the defensive unit, and the defensive unit along with the offensive unit and the special teams. Everybody plays well tonight. St. Cecilia wins at 35-13 here tonight. And, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight and by everybody, and especially to the kids. Good all-around effort, and you got that first one out of the way. And I know you got off to a great start, and that was one of the keys tonight. Got the football first, went right down the field and scored, so that probably took away any kind of nerves or wonder what's going to happen here tonight. Great job from the start.
Yeah, it was, and that's something that we had talked about, needing our kids to be ready to go early on, because we knew that if they would get something good going, it might be a tough game for us. And so you're really proud of the kids being focused, but I think it goes back to the effort they put in throughout the summer, you know, in preparation for the season. We had 12 seniors that have been done a great job for us, you know, getting us ready, getting us focused, and, you know, they came out tonight and got us off to a great start, and so that's huge for us, and hopefully we can continue, you know, and work on some other areas, but the big start's always important.
Yeah, a couple hundred yards rushing tonight. Well, actually, 268 I have up here, and 139 for Ben Cohn and 61 for Dalton Seeley, and Andrew Young runs well, and, well, the play up front was good. I mean, the offensive line was ready to go tonight, and I know that's always a concern, because you got to have those people up front to spring those guys with the that can do the maneuvering and make the big plays. But, boy, good play along the front tonight, both sides of the ball.
Yeah, it was. And, that, you know, that's a credit to those kids. We came into the game without, you know, Tim Kreekak, who we thought would be starting for us this year. And so, you know, we started kids that hadn't started on the offensive line. You know, Zach Stirp and Joe Wallmeyer is a sophomore. Zach Stirp's a junior. Nathan Susie is juniors. And then we went with Jake Schwartz at center. And, gosh, I'm going to draw a blank
Wallmeyer.
Here. We had Joe Wallmeyer, Nathan Susie, Jake Schwartz, Zach Stirrup, and A.J. Toms. And then Joe Ryan started for the first time at tight end. So we went in with kids, about four first-time starters there, and that was huge for us that, you know, we were able to get things going. I think it's, again, we can't emphasize enough the preparation that we did, you know, in coming out, knowing who to block and trying to block them. And that's something that, you know, with our backs, we feel that if we can get the initial block and hold the block, then we're going to give our backs a chance to do something good.
And I'm sure Coach Tesmer has been preaching to those guys up front this first game tonight. These are not little people you're going to be blocking and trying to work your techniques on. Tough kids, big kids, and kids that have been there before, of course, led by Pete Trouse, who goes around 300. They got some big kids along that front, and these Minden people are going to move some people around this year.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, you said that Pete Trouse, they list him at 300 pounds. Well, he lined up over Joe Wallmeyer, getting his first start as a sophomore at 180. And so, you know, just watching Joe battle, that you know, that was impressive in its own right, because people might have been, you know, backing down, but he gave it his all. But all of our kids did, and that's the good thing that I think we have going with this team, is that they're going to give their heart and soul. We may not be the biggest, we may not be the fastest, but they're going to really come out and give their heart, you know, every game for each other.
Wallmeyer, just one of many. They're tough. They're tough people. They're tough kids, right, Coach? But, no, Joe, I'm sure it was a learning experience for all, but a great job tonight. Bo Schwenke, first start, he's a senior. He's the quarterback now. He played just about all the way, giving as many reps as you could tonight. How does Bo feel about things? Or have you had a chance to even visit? Did a good job, managed the game well, ran this offense well, threw the ball well too tonight, Coach, and made good decisions.
Yeah, and, you know, if we connect to one or two more, he has a bigger night than that. But I think with the one of Bo's strengths is that he really is a good student, not only, you know, athletically, but academically. He takes a hard subject class schedule, and he's able to understand and understand the game plan, but also see what's happening. And he did a great job running the option for us, and that's something that, you know, we're doing more this year than we've done in the past, because we feel that Bo Schwenke can run that option and be successful at it and be another weapon for us.
Your guys on defense, Coach, I know you want to talk about those guys that you work with, of course, all the time for the most part. Good job tonight. Minden, they throw up that double wing, and it's a difficult offense maybe sometimes to stop because they're running that and other things at you. But your guys got the hang of this pretty quickly tonight. They did a great job offensively, defensively. Just didn't let the Whippets have any sustained drives until late in the ballgame.
Yeah, and that's and then they got a short field on that first fluke turnover that just popped up in the lineman's hands. You know, and so when they get some momentum and they get excited, it's going to be tough to stop any team from 20 yards out. And so at the end, we were trying to get, some experience, game experience, because we need to develop some depth and we need to develop some of our younger kids in case of injuries tonight. Josh Tremel at center stepped in. Jake Schwartz came off the field, and Josh probably is shocked to hear his name, but he stepped in as backup center and did a great job. And, A.J. Toms was slowed by, his legs and stuff. And so we were playing a lot of kids defensively throughout the game that sophomores and juniors haven't had a lot of experience, even at the JV level. And so we got to be proud of them. And now it should give them a taste of what it's like in a game situation and what it's going to be like and what they need to do in practice to get to that next level. And so, winning the first game of the year by playing a lot of people in a fairly close game is very important to us.
And I guess overall, all things considered, now that first one's over. You're always concerned going in the first game, what's going to happen here? Is this going to – it went kind of the way you planned it and wanted it to go tonight. So now that's over with. Now you can start concentrating on the rest of the non-district competition, the rest of your game, starting with Fairbury next week. But the first one's in the books, and I'm sure once you look at everything, everybody's going to be pretty happy with things.
Oh, and I would think we'd have to be because, a lot of teams 0-1 right now tonight.
Sure.
So yeah, when you can get a victory in your first game by starting a lot of kids as first-time starters, and we lost a lot of talented kids, and so, we start a lot of kids for the first time. Hopefully they'll be excited, and as I said, give themselves an opportunity in practice to step it up because they know what it takes now to play against a good team, and that's something that we'll build on.
Well, I know we'll be talking with you and Coach Tesmer and everybody else all season long, but number one in the books, Coach, and hard to believe that one's gone already. Number two coming up next week down at Fairbury, first road trip, but congratulations on tonight, and I know the kids and everybody will enjoy it, and you'll get back at it come Monday, but congratulations. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you very much, and I just need to compliment, our kids, present and past, because we had a nice celebration. I missed at halftime with, the U.S. Cellular Cup that, we were able to win in the boys' standings of Class C last year, and I think that's a credit to our school system as a whole, and it's a nice award that shows that we scored points, in our vocal music, instrumental music, and in four sports last year, and I think that's something that we can build on, but, that's a proud moment for our school, and so hopefully the past appreciates it and the present can build on it.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you as we move along here this week. That's Randy Ahrens, the assistant football coach, defensive coordinator for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks as they win at 35-13. We'll take our time out here on the Coach's Postgame Show and wrap things up right after this from Cully Pipe and Steel Supply.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
Hastings St. Cecilia Bluehawks win the game 35-13 in the season opener here tonight at Duncan Field. Bluehawks scored in the first quarter, led 7-0 after Dalton Seeley's 6-yard touchdown run on their first series. First drive of the night, the Bluehawks scored. St. Cecilia turned it over on a fumble that led to the Minden touchdown. It was 7-7 after one. St. Cecilia then scores the next four touchdowns in a row. Two in the second quarter, Bo Schwenker to Joe Ryan, a 13-yard pass play, and a Ben Conan 2-yard run. 21-7 St. Cecilia after two quarters. Bo Schwenke to Paul Gettert, 47-yard pass play in the third quarter. Dalton Seeley, a 6-yard run in the third quarter. St. Cecilia led 35-7 after three. Jack Rafferty scored for Minden in the fourth as the Bluehawks won at 35-13. St. Cecilia with four long scoring drives. In fact, five. 76 yards, 68, 57, one play, 47-yard touchdown, and 10 plays, 50 yards. So five long scoring drives, five scores. St. Cecilia wins it 35-13. Ben Conan, 139 yards, running the ball for St. Cecilia. And Bo Schwenka, in his debut as a starting quarterback for the varsity for the Blue Hawks, completes 4 out of 5 for 103 yards as the Blue Hawks roll up 371 total offense against 133 for the Minden Whippets. And St. Cecilia wins at 35-13 to go to 1-0 in the year, and the Blue Hawks go to Fairbury next Friday. Well, that will do it from Duncan Field. A beautiful night here, and St. Cecilia wins it. And we will have our, on our sister station, 1230 KHS, just a bit later, the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. So we'll get out of here and back to the radio station for that program on 1230 KHS. Well, that will do it for high school football here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio tonight as the St. Cecilia Bluehawks win their season opener over the Minden Whippets. The final score, St. Cecilia 35, Minden 13. I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.